This is the biggest sausage fest on earth.
It's the International House of Sausage.
Kieran. Comparing Buffalo to Ottawa is like comparing shits.
Rocket.
Wow, Rocket's the best.
That's right.
Give it.
Say my name, bitch.
And a host of others.
I'm not like ignoring the issues at hand. It's just, you know, I'm a fat idiot that needs to sleep.
I know how to handle horse.
I don't want to watch my friend make out with someone, but at the same time, there's nothing else to do.
This is the Lunatic Radio.
Just hold each other's hands, suck each other's dicks. We're gonna get through this together.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Just fucking do the show.
What up, everybody? Sunday, LunaticRadio.com broadcast on the air live from New York, everybody, where hey. It is a cold.
No, it's not cold.
62 degrees.
Burr.
Partly cloudy skies. Lovely late summer, early fall afternoon. Here comes the bass kicking real style for you on the
internet.
LunaticRadio.com show. Ooh, I love you. By the way, Kieran McCann, rocking in studio. Joining us is our buddy Josh Gogan, comedian extraordinaire, who, by the way, has booked his first New York paid gig.
Yay! Woo! Go, Josh!
That's right, and I'm not paid. Not paid.
No. It's not paid.
It's not. Well, the crowd should be... No, actually, the crowd won't be paying it. It's not... I don't have to pay.
Oh.
I don't have to pay to appear at this show.
Okay.
And it's wow. It's in a month. So I can plug it, and hopefully a person will come out to support me.
Right, October 19th at the Village Tavern.
Village Lantern.
Village Lantern. Let's not screw it up.
The Village Lantern?
Yes.
Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666.
Wow.
It is Sunday, everybody. There's late breaking news on the O.J. Simpson show. The O.J. The O.J. O.J. Simpson, everybody, arrested
for shit
early this morning at 11 a.m. in Las Vegas at this place called The Palace, right? The Palace? Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I've never even heard of the hotel.
Casino? Robbery charges?
And again, I don't get off the strip now when I go to Vegas. It's all about the strip.
Something having to do with sports memorabilia?
Golden Nugget? What?
I guess last Thursday or something like that, OJ was trying to steal some stuff from some people.
Who were... Joe Montana signed item or something in there that he was absconding with.
Yeah, and now the cable news networks are all over it. The OJ going to jail. He was arrested. There's a press conference coming up, I believe. Yeah. We'll try to bring you the details as it happens.
Although I'm feeling that this one's not going to be as big a hit as his last one.
No, but everybody just wants to hammer OJ because it's OJ. Yeah. We're waiting for OJ just to slip up. Like if OJ got a speeding ticket, every cable news network would carry the... You know, him going to traffic court and everything.
I think OJ just likes getting in the news to fuck with Ron Goldman.
Yeah.
That poor bastard. His son gets murdered and they, you know, not guilty. So OJ doesn't go to jail and then he wins in the civil suit, but they don't get hardly any money because OJ's NFL pension is not a...
OJ moves to Florida before the civil suit.
Yeah, so that his pension isn't... They can't take money from that. And it's just his constant, you know, I think OJ just loves fucking with Ron Goldman. That's all he wants to do.
Yeah, he's pulling the juice on him.
And he's... Every time Goldman's interviewed, he's so angry.
Yeah, I would be too. My son was stabbed like 40 times.
Fucking OJ.
And the guy who did it is just running around collecting a pension that's worth $400,000 million.
And it's funny because like the Goldman family wound up putting out OJ's book, If I Did It.
Mm-hmm.
Which is this is a confession because there's stuff in there that no one would know unless they did it.
Right.
That's got to be so angering that you have the confession in book form.
Right.
That I could buy his confession on Amazon And he's like, goddamn OJ, you're so elusive.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen to OJ.
Can't get a goddamn thing from this guy.
I killed a bitch, LOL. That's the name of the book.
That's his website.
That's his website, yeah.
Ron Goldman, you've been juiced. That's the next one. You just got juiced.
Yeah, he's put another book.
Ron Goldman been juiced. They're saying that he was in Vegas for a wedding. Some friend of his wedding. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he got him a nice gift set of knives for the wedding gift. Here you go. You might never know when it might come in handy.
So wait, if I understand this correctly, he stole memorabilia of himself?
No, he went there to get his own stuff, and then supposedly, allegedly, he took some other stuff.
But
other
wait,
memorabilia
why would he want his own
his.
Stuff?
I don't know. No, I don't know if it was necessarily his own stuff. Like, I signed that. It's mine. I think it might have been it's stuff from my own personal collection.
Because I'm reading here in the news thing, one of the things they mentioned, a trove of memorabilia ranging from photos and books signed by Mr. Simpson,
okay,
as well as lithographs of San Francisco 49ers quarterback Joe Montana and even Mr. Beardsley's cell phone.
Wow. What?
He wanted to take a cell phone even?
Jeez.
Yeah, well, there were guns involved and stuff like that.
Yeah. Which, that's an upgrade.
Yeah.
You know, from knife to guns.
We'll see what happens to OJ.
You would think, though, you would think if you skirted a murder charge, you know, that you would pretty much keep yourself stick to the golf courses and stay low profile. Yeah. Not OJ.
No.
Hey, look, there, watching Fox News, there's the Heisman Trophy. There's OJ's Heisman Trophy. Maybe he was trying to get his Heisman Trophy back.
There you go, maybe.
That's what he wanted.
Is that in Vegas right there? Oh, we're watching the news coverage as it happens.
See, they could take the Heisman and they could put like a sack of money in there instead of a football and then put a little Ron Goldman there that he's sort of dodging.
Simpson, eh?
Yeah, here's the latest news on OJ being arrested today.
And certainly worthy of a Fox News alert, O.J. Simpson has been arrested, as Greg said, on armed robbery charges in Las Vegas. We spoke with the lieutenant. They have evidence. They had search warrants. They have witnesses. And they have another suspect in custody that he says said something that led to O.J. Simpson's arrest today. I want to go straight to William.
Yeah, he said O.J. Simpson was involved. That led to his arrest.
William Lajeunesse, who is on scene in Las Vegas. William, I'm curious. O.J. taken into custody, brought to the robbery division and set to be sent off to the detention center. Is he on the move?
No, we do believe that OJ is still in the building that you see behind me, the robbery division.
He's running the 43 counter in the lobby.
Being questioned right now by detectives. At some point later today, we believe he'll be taken to the detention center, which is several miles away from here, where he'll undergo a video arraignment tomorrow morning, we are told.
Now, it's been a busy day for police today. It is a Sunday. They have a magistrate, I'm sure, on duty, but they will wait until tomorrow to arraign him before a judge. Why the delay?
Well, as we understand it, they're trying to still build gather some evidence against OJ. But this is a situation where they want to take enough time and do the right thing and do it tomorrow morning. I'm not sure why, what judge will be on and so forth, on the particulars of why they're waiting until tomorrow rather than tonight.
Okay, nevertheless, let's recap, William. A judge will decide whether or not OJ Simpson gets bail, whether or not he stays at the detention center on these armed robbery charges. We could also learn at a press conference that is upcoming in Las Vegas. Fox will bring it to you live. Whether or not there'll be more charges, there could be. There could be more suspects. The guns are recovered, but the person who owns them, the lieutenant, tells me, William, is out of town. Do we know who that is?
Well, we know that the detective has confirmed that they continue to look for 2 to 4 more individuals. Now, the gentleman who is the other person who is in custody right now, Walter Alexander, he's from Mesa, Arizona. This, we believe, is the individual that was described by Tom Riccio, one of the people who helped arrange this for O.J. Simpson, who went in with Simpson when they committed this armed robbery of $80,000 to $120,000 worth of sports memorabilia, was described as a tall, tall black gentleman with a goatee and a bald head. This is one of
Al Callings.
The individuals, at least, who pulled a gun. Now, we believe there's a second individual who also had a gun on the premises that night. They continue to look for those individuals. Again, 2 to 4 more people, and we are told that they are out of state, but they have been in contact with police. Jamie?
Okay, William, we have an update as well that the suspect taken into custody, the one that the lieutenant told us was talking to police, has now been released. He is from Mesa, Arizona. His name is Walter Alexander, and I'm just checking. He was arrested on counts of armed robbery, robbery with a deadly weapon, assault with a deadly weapon, and conspiracy and burglary with a deadly weapon. And he did talk to cops and said something that led to the arrest today of O.J. Simpson on armed robbery charges. All of this stemming to an incident Thursday at the hotel, the Palace Station Hotel. Regarding memorabilia O.J. said was his, he said he conducted his own sting operation. Now he's in custody. Tomorrow he faces the judge. Today he's in detention.
Wait, O.J. conducted, he's his own police force? He conducted his own sting operation to get his memorabilia back?
It's the O.J. FBI.
Well, he was on the track to catch him, the real killer, too.
It was the O.J. Task Force. What are you doing, you big 60-year-old dope?
The O.J. Secret Service.
Detective O.J. on the case.
It was the juice team.
If Shaq can do it, so can I.
Yeah. I'm my own police. Unbelievable. O.J. Simpson. We love it, though. OJ. People love it when he's in the news.
I'm betting that if you were to get in some shit, you could just say, you know what? O.J. was involved.
Yes.
And they would run with it. People would
all
believe
it.
O.J. was involved.
I remember a couple of years ago, they were trying to nail him for stealing cable.
They're just trying to get anything.
They were trying to nail OJ for anything. He was stealing cable. Like there was some. He called like 911 or something. Something happened at his house in Florida. Cops came. You know, it was just one of those regular routine, you know, calls.
Sure.
And the cops go to his residence and they see that he's stealing cable. And it's a national news thing now. OJ stealing cable. He's got Showtime for free. Let's kill him.
O.J. Witten is using his neighbor's Wi-Fi connection. Yeah. He's not paying for his Wi-Fi.
He's got an overdue library book.
Let's get the juice. Yeah, every time he gets into a fender bender.
Fox News alert, O.J. speeding.
Just want to nail O.J. And well, so be it, man. The guy got away with killing two people.
I don't know why my news reporter was sounding like the Inch High Private Eye.
It happens.
Yeah, man, he's the greatest escape artist ever, OJ.
Yeah.
Even on the football field, man. No one could ever catch him.
Elusive.
It's going to get to where he'll be allowed to commit whatever crime he wants.
Yeah.
Just so long as camera crews are along with it.
He just needs to make sure he writes books about
it. OJ Show. This week, we're going to shoplift.
Yeah.
I stole a bunch of shit. LOL. The new book.
No one's ever going to top me. I figured this week, I'm going to deal some drugs. Yeah. Crimes can OJ get away? He's got a big checklist of crimes he can get away with.
OJ can be caught by Chris Hansen and To Catch a Predator, and he'll get away with
He'll get away with it.
He could be on MSNBC or what it is, the Dayline?
Yeah.
OJ, what are you doing here? I didn't do it.
I that wasn't the real typist.
I thought my Heisman Trophy was calling me, so I came on over.
I mean, this does not look good.
No, it's okay, though. It's the OJ.
It's juice.
But OJ, your DNA is all over the place. How do you get out of that one?
That's terribly sexy.
See, got Chris Hansen on his side.
Have you heard some of the stuff that they had on him that just didn't work out? Like, his fucking DNA was all over
all
the crime
over.
Scene. And it was like, and not only that, but the goal, the... Nicole Simpson's and whatever her boyfriend's name was, something Goldman.
Yeah.
Their blood was in his vehicle. Like, what are you? How do you not? I can give you one set of blood at one place,
sure,
but not both.
The one thing OJ, the one thing that that OJ didn't do was take pictures with the bodies.
Yeah,
but even if he would have done that, he would have got away.
It would have.
See what
OJ smiling with his big TV smile.
I thought you were still alive. We were just taking family pictures.
Give him the thumbs up.
Yeah.
Juiced.
Oh, it's OJ. Yeah. He's just fooling around.
Actually, OJ might be in trouble now that Johnny Cochran's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's out.
Let's get Johnny. Dig him up. I need some defense.
Just have the corpse there.
Feel like Weekend at Bernie's.
Look, I got a dead guy for an attorney. You gotta let me off. He's got a point there.
Yeah.
Case dismissed.
He's missing the top half.
I'm in dire straits.
He's missing the top half of his skull. Fucking Puddinhead.
Yeah, so OJ, everybody, arrested today for robbery. Well, suspicion of robbery, or whatever it is. Guns were involved. It was at the Palace Casino thing. I don't know where this casino is located. It's somewhere in Vegas,
the
I guess.
Something. The somewhere.
Yeah, you can't even pick a good casino to do this stuff at. He was arrested at the Palms Casino Hotel today. Apparently, he was at a wedding or something. I guess last night, he was asked about his suspicion of robbery. He was blowing it off like it's not a big deal. He didn't do anything. But turns out, 11 this morning, he was arrested.
No.
And we'll find out. There's a press conference that's supposed to take place in Las Vegas today, later tonight. And we'll find out more what OJ's being held on and whatever.
It should always end with him just going like doing the shoulder shrug and like the music.
Yeah.
That's roll, the juice.
Roll. And then, like, he pauses and the credits roll. happy. The audience claps.
Yay.
Unbelievable. Hey, we're 2 weeks away from going to California, everybody. The LunaticRadio.com show, Rocket and I, are going to be broadcasting live from the Portable Media Expo in Ontario, California on September 29th at 12 noon. Joining us on the program, as mentioned last week, three lovely adult film stars, Carmela Bing, Brianna Love, and Trina Michaels will all be joining us on the live broadcast from the Portable Media Expo at 12 noon West Coast time on September 29th. So if you can make it down there and you live in the Ontario, California area, please come sign up. Sign up for the Podcasting Expo at podcastexpo.com.
Yeah.
I wish I could go.
Podcastexpo.com or newmediaexpo.com. Same difference.
Yeah, sign up there for your exhibit pass and come join us for the live broadcast. Should be fun. A lot of parties going on that weekend. It's a big geek fest, pretty much, if you want to, characterize it as that. You would be right.
Do me the favor of taking lots of pictures.
Oh, don't worry.
We'll take a lot of pictures, right?
I'm hoping to take some video, even.
Ooh.
Video.
Fat Kev will be there. My brother.
Fat Kev!
The world-famous Fat Kev will be there. Jenny Blowjob will be there. A bunch of other listeners will be there. Ray Garcia will be there.
The character known as Fat Kev will be there?
Yeah. People think Fat Kev isn't real, but Fat Kev's real.
Fat Kev's very real.
Yeah, he's real.
And he gets very drunk.
He's too real.
This earth is not built for Fat Kev.
I was hanging out with Fat Kev this weekend. He came out to New York for a little wedding thing, and he's a ball of laughs.
Wait, how do people not think he's real? There's pictures of him on the board.
Well, some people were saying that I sound exactly like him.
But it could just be an actor that you pay.
Oh, yeah, with that.
Yeah.
Like, you get that complex.
No, like Bubba the Love Sponge's Ned.
Yeah, right. Is Ned real? Ned's a voice.
Ned's just a voice that one of the guys on the show does, and then they hire an old man to do live appearances.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So some people think I'm getting hammered and calling it as Fat Kev, this character Fat Kev.
There's no...
People got to start realizing this show is all real
All real all the time.
Too real sometimes.
We don't have the effort or energy to make, like, a bits and
we
shit like
yeah,
that.
We can't.
We're not
going to
sit here and make up a fucking person.
No. So Fat Kev's real. He'll be out there. Portable Media Expo. It is the 28th to the 30th on the 29th of that weekend, the Saturday, 12 noon West Coast time, lunaticradio.com show, broadcasting live from the tpxradio.com booth and the U Broadcast booth.
Yes.
Come out, check out what U Broadcast and TPX Radio is all about, and it all should be a good time, right?
Yeah, support.
Support everything, everybody. Yeah. That's what we say. Josh Gogan in studio. The OJ stuff is breaking. We got Roxy DeVille supposedly calling in on the radio program.
I hope so. She's adorable.
And if all things go right, this kid will be calling in, too.
Leave her alone.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that.
Leave Benny alone.
The kid.
We got him? Potentially?
Leave Benny alone.
Yeah.
It's a big get.
Guess for us, even though he's a faggot.
Leave Britney Spears.
Hey, right. Leave that for after
now,
he's called.
Oh,
yeah, we gotta be nice.
Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me. Because she's not well right now.
Actually, Jenny told me that she was working on this guy, and she's like, I know you guys are just going to wind up hanging to him, but try to have a little conversation with him.
No, I definitely have some questions I want to ask the guy.
But we'll wind up.
And I want to know if he's ever going to show a video of him throwing a ball.
His name's Chris Crocker, and we don't know if he's calling in. We're trying to get a hold of him as we speak, actually. Jenny was trying it all day today. So we'll see. Jenny says he's a media whore, and he's been on every news channel and everything. He's the hottest sensation this week.
Right.
He's the internet video guy of the week, right?
Yeah, Emo Trenton checking in. He says he was on Ryan Seacrest already.
Oh, wow.
He was on Ryan Seacrest. He was on the O&A show. He was on CNN, Fox News. He was on everything.
Oh, so
he might have been on the Today Show.
So actually, this isn't a great get. We're just the bottom of the barrel again.
Yeah, we're just one of the shows.
Yeah, you can be included with all those big shows as having the. If the show doesn't get him, then you guys are like, what's wrong with you? You're the only show that didn't get him.
Oh, shit.
If we don't get him, so be it. It really is a dead story at this point, right? There's nothing really. Everybody's
kind of sick
of this
guy. I
understand
why it became
a
story, because this isn't his first video. Just for some reason, this caught on.
It was the timing and the. That's the thing with the internet, that you can become an internet celebrity for nothing.
Right.
And it's all about timing. And it's all about you got to have the right person see your video and send it to the guys at TMZ or Break.com, and then boom, you're a hit.
That's it.
Love Pony from the chat room. Chris Crocker equals AIDS magnet.
He sure does.
That is unbelievable.
He sure does equal that.
Yeah, I would love for this kid to call in, because I want to ask him if he's like an in the closet dude, you know, because he's a homosexual.
Clearly.
You know?
Yeah. No,
But is he out of the closet? Is he in the closet? And if he's in the closet, he might as well close that door, because everybody on the outside can see what he is.
Yeah. I mean, I thought we have a problem with the fag, but, you know, we'd just like to know. What's your deal?
He's not a homo. You know, the gay guys are fine. Whatever you want to do. If you want to suck a cock, it's your prerogative. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Right, whatever. Just be legit about it. Just say, I'm a faggot.
But he seems like one of these kids that likes to promote. See, I don't understand the gay guys that like to promote their gayness.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
why?
What I want to ask
no,
about.
No straight people do that. Like, Rocket isn't going out, you know, going, hey, I'm straight and I can't take it anymore, whatever he said.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? But you get these kids like Perez Hilton calling himself the queen of media.
I don't get that guy.
Like,
I don't get Perez Hilton at all. Like,
no.
His site is horrible. Why has to put these little cum drops on everybody's face?
Yeah,
like in it's not even like a Photoshop. It's an MS Paint blocky bullshit.
MS Paint,
and it's so. Why would anybody go to that site?
Yeah, and I just don't get.
I prefer what would Tyler Durden do if you want your celebrity gossip. What would Tyler Durden do is far more vicious, and he doesn't. Have to.
But is he another guy that writes blogs?
Yeah, well, he writes blogs, but they're more. I mean, he's just I don't know. I agree with him more than Perez, and he, you know, this guy doesn't put cum stains on people's faces. He just throws up a picture.
Yeah, Perez Hilton's one of these homo guys that likes to promote that he's homo. What? I don't understand that.
Right, you're gay. Super.
So
whatever.
Big deal. You know, go blow somebody.
Well, doesn't mean you should get like popularity because of it.
It's I know. Gay now though too.
It's ridiculous.
Gay now too is a genre. It's not just.
It's jumped the shark.
Because you can be like, look at
gay's jumped
if you're
the shark.
A comic and you're gay and everything you do is gay comedy, you're golden. Because the gay community is going to come out and support you no matter how bad you are.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how it is. I mean, you listen to XM comedy for a little while, and every, you know, four or five people is a gay comic.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, who's listening to these? It's all gay people.
And by the way, can VH1 please run something else other than Perez Hilton's Live from the VMAs? Can you run something else? All I see is this kid that needs the shower, and he's gay on the freaking VH1 all week. Trying to watch my Flavor of Love, and all I see is Perez Hilton talking to like emo kids about how they're fabulous.
What is VH1 about? What
I don't
is
know
it?
What VH1
what
is.
Wasn't it? Didn't it used to? What does it stand for? First of all,
Video Hits One, which in itself is kind of shitty. Doesn't even make sense.
They should change the title to V1, Video One. We only have one video to show.
That's
you.
That's all we show. Yeah. It's a goddamn Kanye West video.
Stronger.
Give VH1 credit where it's due, though. They're the ones that really have the celebrity shit going.
That's true.
And by far, I would rather watch VH1 now than MTV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just because it's more, I think VH1 is MTV for adults.
Okay, I'll
because that's what it is. Yeah,
yeah, it's an adult version of the bullshit that MTV has on. Right. Which VH1 has always been that. It's always shown the older videos for the older. You know, this is what I watched when I was your age, and here it is on VH1 now. So I just think that they take the MTV formula and, you know, make it for the older people.
Do you think also with all those shows that they have, like I Love the 80s, you think VH1 also gives comedians a chance to get some limelight? Because you see a lot of comedians you've never really heard of before, and you only know them because of that. So do you think that they give them those chances?
Maybe. I've heard good things and bad things about it. Like, you know, it's exposure.
Right.
But I don't remember anybody I've seen on that. Like, unless it's a comic I already know.
Right.
I don't remember who it was that did that. Mm. And plus, you know, the comics go, you know, you go in and you tape a bunch of stuff and then they'll use it forever. It doesn't matter, you know, if it's a completely different thing, but what you said fits that, boom,
they'll
it's
use
in
it.
There. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I never
and you don't
that.
Get paid for it.
Sure.
You get paid one flat
That's
fee
it.
And, you know, I'd do it, but, you know.
Yeah, right. I mean, because I forgot which one it was, but that's how I found out about Sherrod Small. I never really knew about
him. Yeah, he's best week ever. I think.
Yeah, and I really never knew about him because I'm not really down with the whole comedy scene, but, you know, and he does a lot of shit in Manhattan. You know, I guess it's also good for, like, New York area comedians.
Yeah. Well,
because
I mean,
they're all local.
Yeah.
It's shot here in Manhattan, so. But I mean, I consider that a cool little thing, but I don't know. Each one's weird.
All right. So,
are you paying attention, Kieran?
I don't even know. Chris Crocker, that kid.
Oh, he's gay. That's what we learned.
Here's the audio. If you haven't heard it, this is Chris Crocker. He was the kid who made the YouTube video about Britney Spears' performance at the VMAs. It's been played and on every radio show, every TV network, news network. Here it is if you haven't heard it yet. If you haven't heard this yet, geez, wake up. You know, wake up.
And how fucking dare anyone out there make fun of Britney after all she's been through? She lost her aunt. She went through a divorce. She had two fucking kids. Her husband turned out to be a user, a cheater, and now she's going through a custody battle. All you people care about is readers and making money off of her. She's a human!
What the fuck?
What you don't realize is that Britney's making you all this money, and all you do is write a bunch of crap about her. She hasn't performed on stage in years.
Like, would you do this? Would you even do this for, like, a family member?
No.
Like, defend them this much?
No. Hell no. Like, and I wouldn't post it on YouTube.
No, right. I mean, who is this kid? I don't understand. The mindset of this kid is just bizarre. Bizarre. He's not from this planet. He's on another planet.
And what
I don't
he's
know.
Missing is he goes, she hasn't been on stage and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's because of the media he's complaining about that she's still even somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Them following her around and harassing her, while I'm sure really fucks with her head, also keeps her in the limelight. Yeah. She would not have gotten the MTV opening
without the paparazzi and people like Perez Hilton. Britney Spears will be El DeBarge.
Yeah.
You know?
Her song is called Give Me More for a reason, because all you people want is more, 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 more!
You asshole!
Leave her alone! You're lucky she even performed for you bastards!
Why?
Leave Britney alone!
All right, relax,
I thought the song was...
Please!
I thought the song was called Give Me More because she wanted to see Mandy Moore come out and do...
Right. Give Me More Mandy Moore.
Give Me More Mandy Moore.
Oh, I like that.
Give Me More, More, More.
She is one hot piece of ass, that Mandy Moore. I like her little mouth. She has like a little mouse mouth.
Yeah.
Me.
You like that.
My name is me.
Make your hammer look big.
Yeah. Any hammer looks big in that mouth. It's not even a mouth. What is that thing? It's a cute doll.
Perez Hilton talked about professionalism and said if Britney was a professional, she would have pulled it off no matter what.
True.
Speaking of professionalism, when is it professional to publicly bash someone who's going through a hard time?
When it's your job.
Yeah, when it's your job.
Leave Britney alone!
When you get paid for it, you dope.
Please.
Why? Oh. Britney Spears is watching this going, what the fuck is this kid talking about?
Oh, God.
Don't defend me, please.
How about go fuck yourself? Go suck a dick. That's what Britney's saying when she's watching this.
You know, it's not like...
She's having a couple fucking Cosmopolitans getting all liquored up watching this kid on YouTube.
And it's not like Britney's really helping herself. I mean, if he really gave a shit about Britney, he'd probably go, Britney, stop doing drugs!
Yeah. Britney, clean yourself up.
Stop fucking backup dancers!
How about fucking scream about Britney, take responsibility for your own actions?
Get your tubes tied!
How about cry about Britney? Hey, don't go bash your fucking divorcee's fucking windshield in with a fucking umbrella.
Stop screaming about that. Your pussy.
Yeah, lose some weight. Scream about that. I want to hear this kid do a rant about Britney's weight.
Record a good album for once.
Yes. From the chat room, Tony B. Britney, leave meth alone.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Oh, okay. Now we will.
Oh, shit.
Now we will. Sorry. Now you're getting serious. I didn't know you were being serious.
I mean it. Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me. Because she's not well right now.
You're not well right now. Chris Crocker. Capella clothing.
Shut up, faggot.
Leave Britney Stevens alone.
Shut up, faggot.
See this guy can get a lot of play. I mean, let's take it from like the news stories that are out about Britney right now.
Yeah.
And you could just, like, okay. Yahoo says that Madonna and Britney Spears have been targeted by Palestinian terrorists who have threatened to cut off their heads unless they convert to Islam and start spreading their satanic culture.
Leave her alone!
See, unbelievable.
Yeah. Let's see. Somehow, a 5-minute performance 4 days ago has turned into a huge story, and
hey
now...
Hey there, shitty, shitty, fag, fag, shitty, shitty, fag, fag, how do you do? Hey there, shitty, shitty, fag, fag, shitty, shitty, fag, fag, how do you do?
Apparently, Britney used some sort of ab-defining spray before the show, so she is actually more fat than she looked.
Leave Britney alone! Please.
Britney is not going to appear at the Emmys. She was apparently invited. Now she's not. The Emmys don't want Britney.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
Timberland wants an I'm sorry from Britney Spears, saying that if she just says she just comes out and apologizes, she might actually record a record with Justin Timberlake. But he wants an apology from Britney.
Leave her alone.
So this guy actually, he might have made the smartest move possible.
Yeah, he might be helping out Britney.
Any Britney Spears story now will be linked to this dude.
Terrorists.
Yeah.
Terrorists are after Madonna and Britney Spears.
Yeah. Again, Christina Aguilera gets left out.
Cougar and fatty.
Poor Christina. Poor ex-Tina. She's left out of this fun.
And she's probably going, thank God.
She's pregnant.
Stop.
Yeah.
Prego.
Yeah, Paris Hilton was talking about her. Yeah.
Paris Hilton's kid?
No.
Weird.
Yeah, Paris Hilton was saying that she's the prettiest pregnant woman I know.
Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me. Because she's not well right now.
All
right,
this kid can go take on the fundamentalists.
Yeah. They're going to love him.
Yeah. Fucking God. That'd be great. Let's send this kid to Iraq.
I wonder if she... Yeah, I wonder
clear the fucking country quick.
Yeah. Leave the Sunnis alone!
All right, so we're supposed to have this kid on the program. We don't know if we're having him on the
God,
show.
God, I hope we do.
Roxy DeVille's supposed to call in, and we got a bunch of other stuff. Holy Christ, we have a gem for you people today. As well, Roxy DeVille is a gem.
She is.
And this Chris Crocker kid, radio gem. But aside from those two, we have what we call in the biz, in the internet biz, radio gold as far as audio. We have audio of a guy we've had on the program. We loved having him. When we had him, we were giddy. When we did the interview, oh, we got this guy. It's awesome. The show's going to be great. We have audio.
Is it someone I know?
Someone you know.
I know him?
You gave us the idea last week.
What? Ooh.
Taking a break. Coming back. More lunaticradio.com. Show right after this.
DJ Flex representing, you know what I'm saying, old school death row. And I'm saying what's up to Rocket and Karen and my man Patrick out there. Lunatic Radio, you know what I'm saying, repping NewYork.com, motherfuckers. Stay posted. Pull up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight foot to town for California, yeah.
Hey, look at these niggas, man.
What's up, man?
Niggas say they rock stars or something.
Oh, shit, they do. They really ain't, man. These niggas look whack as fuck.
Look at them niggas wallets changed and shit.
I know I had that shit in middle school, man. They way behind, way behind.
You ain't a rock star, nigga. Watch what you saying. Okay. Oh, why you lie on DC's and you never been saying? Why? I'm a real pop rocker. You can see the band playing. Damn. Okay. Now you all up on my nuts. Back then you were saying, yeah. Okay. I'm a gangster ass punk rocker. That's guaranteed. Y'all don't wanna see them guns pop up. If I got weed, I'ma smoke till my lungs cop up. If something bleeds, then I choke and I'm done, partner. Y'all don't know me. If you want holy bread, I'm the baker's man. Aaron Stephen Abraham, bitch, cause I say I am. No, nigga, please. Punk rocking, but I'm keeping it thugging. I'm the reason why I'm married. Bitches cheat on their husbands. Y'all niggas ain't got no hoes. Y'all niggas ain't giving shit. Y'all niggas ain't rock and roll. Y'all niggas ain't living stiz. My niggas will stop your show. Hop on stage, bitch, your shit. Got your fans, got your dough. After that, I'm gonna get your dick. You ain't a rock star, nigga. Watch what you saying. Okay. Oh, why you lie on DC's and you never been saying? Why? I'm a real pop rocker. You can see the band playing. Damn. Okay. Now you all up on my nuts. Back then you were saying, yeah. Okay.
Rock nigga got Vans on my feet. Y'all niggas wouldn't last in the van for a week. I stay on tour, nigga, state to state. Pockets looking chubby, man, overweight. I see you got a mohawk, yeah, we had that. I see you got a wallet chain, y'all can have that. Try to be hard, but you're soft like Downey. You won't rock hard in the game without me. Diamonds on your neck, put your eyes on flats. Got a truckload of ammo, but your gun won't clap. Down 911 and just ask for Cleveland. They say it's an emergency, and yes, you need him.
You ain't a rock star, nigga, watch what you saying. Okay. Oh, why you lie on DC's and you never been saying? Why? Why? I'm a real pop rocker, you can see the band playing. Damn. Okay. Now you all up on my nuts. Back then you were saying, yeah. Okay.
Yo, these niggas better think twice when they try to rock this shit like us, nigga.
Yeah, nigga, think twice, nigga. You can't rock this shit like us, nigga.
So, look, you wanna get skinny, nigga, you better call Jenny Craig. If you want that rock shit, you better call Hobie Bread, nigga, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you wanna rock shit, call Hobie Bread. Damn right. Yeah, ho.
LunaticRadio.com, the white castle of internet entertainment.
Hi, this is Ray, and I invite you to join myself and Jen, the Asian sensation.
Welcome to Sport Buffet.
On the Sports Buffet, we talk a little sports.
T.O. should give Mike Manajak an angry dragon.
Talk a little reality television.
I'd reinstate the lingerie bowl.
We talk about whatever's going on in our lives.
They used to call me the Speedy White Sauce.
What do they call you now?
Portly.
And don't forget, we've got the white trash news. Bars and nightclubs in London and other British cities have begun using vending machines that sell sex toys. Listen to the Sports Buffet live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at tpsradio.net.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
What up, everybody? A little loud. LunaticRadio.com show on the air. Love the weed. Pure morning. Karen Rock in studio. Email us at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk Old Hotline, 206-202-LUNE. That's 206-202-5666. I don't know what I just said. Josh Gogan, comedian extraordinaire. JoshGogan.com.
Dressed in leather.
Checking
leather. Leather.
Yeah.
Wow.
Trying to figure out if we're going to have two guests or no guests tonight. during the breaks. Roxy DeVille is supposed to be calling in. By the way, Rock, do you have that thing of Roxy DeVille? We love Roxy DeVille.
I didn't realize you wanted to do it right now. You want to get yourself in the mood?
Yeah, I want to get myself in the mood for Roxy DeVille.
All right, here we go.
She is a smoking hot chick. She, hottest porn star. This is an example of her acting, shot, right?
But so, like, not enough to get me drunk at all.
This is from Naughty America, Naughty Office.
Yes. Policy. One of my favorite sections.
Yeah.
We love Roxy DeVille. She's been on the program like 3 times.
I prefer Naughty Kindergarten.
You do realize I don't have to fire you now?
You cannot.
Can you pause it for a sec?
Yeah, sure.
So I can explain.
I need this.
Naughty Office is like a role-playing thing.
Right.
So I guess in this scene right here, she is playing an employee of this, her boss, right?
Yeah.
She's in there with her boss.
Would you consider that role-playing?
She's role-playing.
Yeah, but I mean, do you say that about any other like scenario that's not real?
It's true. It's like,
this could be real.
You know, Tom Cruise is just a role player where he's role playing.
Well, this is role playing, right? It's role playing. It's like sexy talk, right?
Go ahead. So wait. If it's porn, it becomes
role playing. It's role playing.
I understand. Okay.
Porn, it's role playing. That's what I'm saying.
Got it. Right.
Job so bad. You can't fire me. I need to work here. I'm so sorry. I'll do anything.
Listen to that.
The whole entire world.
The whole world,
so sorry,
Karen.
I have to work here. You have no idea. I got bills. I need to work here. Please.
She's improvising too.
Don't do anything. Did I... baby, listen.
Did I say that?
I said.
Look at me. Cross my heart. Hope to die. Anything.
Imagine that. Imagine waking up to that.
I love the way she says anything.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You be my date this weekend to a wedding I need to go to.
All right.
Or option B.
Looking around. The guy's looking around. There's
you suck my cock.
Love it.
That was really, really upfront.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that's always option B.
I agree. That should always be option
maybe
B.
Maybe there'll be an open bar.
I think you should keep that as a clip.
To buy an outfit, and I would have to.
Or option B, you suck my
cock. Out with you all night.
Yeah, we got Iceland.
I'm gonna go with option B.
Good girl.
Nice. Good girl.
She's a good
all
girl.
Right, Rocky, you got it. That's Roxy
and
DeVille.
That's when the whole.
Do you think they do it like? Is it set up like a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where they just go in? Like we just go in with
like an idea
with an outline, and,
right,
and then they just we improv it, and or is there a set script? You go, I'll do anything.
You can check out Roxy at myspace.com/RoxyDeVille. Here is another example of Roxy acting. This is from Naughty America as well. This is from their site called The Flip Side. This is where, I don't know what this site's about, but here's Roxy acting. Oh, wait. I mean, I could actually set it up. She's playing a singer in a band, I believe.
Oh, okay.
They told me that you guys looking for a new singer.
Yeah, right, whatever. Was it Gia?
No, it wasn't Gia.
No? Well, you know what? You're not running that interview.
Actually, it's going to be live tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Well, you know what? You're going to edit it out. What's it going to take for you to edit that part out? You want me to suck your fucking dick? Is that what it's going to take? Do you need
option
a fucking blowjob for you to edit that goddamn video? Is that what it's going to take? Take your fucking dick out.
Wow. Nice.
See?
You're not airing that bullshit. Take this fucking thing out.
Option B.
By the way.
Good.
By the way, for all the women listening, take your fucking dick out.
Yes. Please
we'll
say that.
Always be welcome.
Yes.
In fact, say that to your boyfriend or your husband and right, see the reaction.
There was no delay right there.
Yeah.
She was just like, oh, wait, you're going to run out? Okay, take your dick out. I'm going to suck it.
Yeah, take your fucking dick. By the way, they hired that guy because he works for half what the American.
Right. This guy's playing a journalist. The guy in the scene is playing a journalist. He can barely speak English.
Oh, poor you. Put shit down.
Let's eat. And now the sounds of Roxy sucking cock.
Wow.
Nice.
She likes option B.
Alright, can we just let this play and we'll do the show?
You're so good.
Background music.
Love Roxy DeVille. I hope her. She calls in, man.
I know.
She's a really cool chick. She's really hot for, I mean, I know Carmella and Trina Michaels and Brianna Love are smoking, but Roxy is just like, she's one of the tops.
Wow.
She's one of our favorites.
If she wanted to, and this is my opinion, she could go to television, you know,
and be a real actress.
Real actress, I think she could.
I tell you what, this she could just release just the audio of this, and it'd be huge.
It'd be huge.
That is good. Listen to that.
I got another 3 minutes of this if you want to.
Fantastic.
That's another thing, ladies. Make noises like that. Don't just have don't roll your eyes you just want to get it over. Fucking make noises like that, and it will go faster.
They need to make an alarm clock with sounds like this instead of fucking, waterfalls and shit.
Oh, that would wake you up.
That would be awesome.
It kind of sounds like Chris Crocker.
Hey, patent the idea.
On a Friday
Rocket,
night.
Ew. Rocky, go ahead and write that down. We'll get to work on that. I think it will sell.
That's
a good fucking idea.
LR Inventions. Fantastic.
The lunatic radio industries. Primerica.
Oh, wow, she's smacking. Chris Crocker always opts for plan B.
He
sure does.
Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me.
Yeah,
because she's not well right now.
Unbelievable. Wow. So that's Roxy DeVille, Ben. Mm. And this is what Roxy sounds like getting really hammered and up the ass and stuff.
Whoa!
I love playing these clips so when people are listening to this at work and porno noises just start blaring from their cubicle, they just have to run and shut shit off.
Oh my god.
Maybe they have the the thing hooked up in their car and they're just riding around. They got the iPod hooked up and all of a sudden this just pops out of their windows.
Oh, come on, Big Boss Man.
Whoa, Big Boss Man's making WWE references.
Oh, fuck me harder.
This Bam Bam Bigelow.
Fuck me, Dusty Rhodes.
From the Triple H. Wow!
Oh, gosh.
Hello.
Like she's getting hurt. Man, I love this chick.
Let's be honest with each other. Could you maintain like this with her?
Well,
for this long?
Hell no, I'm out.
Done already.
Wait, all right, hold on. Here you go, Rock. Ready?
All right.
Done. Yeah, hold on. Ready?
Here we go.
Not funny, huh?
Oh, I hit the wrong button. No, I would have had it. Hold on. How long would you last? Ready?
Okay.
With Roxy DeVille.
All right. Go!
Wow, that's quick. Josh, how long would you last for Roxy DeVille?
Okay.
Wow, he lasted longer than we did.
Well, she had to go, which doesn't really count. So
I would just see her and get a hard on. Just like I'm halfway there, done already.
You can't learn that either. That's talent. That's natty.
Wowie.
It's like you're better than Roxy DeVille. And Roxy, the best thing about Roxy is that she, when she's not on the job, she hates it.
Right.
She doesn't socialize with any other porn stars. You know, she just goes to work, really does a knock-up job at work. With the banging and stuff, sure. Making entertaining scenes. But then when she's on her off time, she just likes to chill out. Fucking drink some beers, watch some fucking Jerry Springer. She's a cool chick.
Jeez.
Roxy DeVille. We actually asked her to come to Ontario as well.
Yeah.
You do the worst thing. Put it in there and fuck me. Put it in there and fuck me.
I don't know what they're
you
doing.
Stick it in there. Was it sideways?
Put it in there and fuck me.
What?
What does that mean?
What the hell? Where'd that come from?
Goddamn, what you talking about? Is Chris Crocker calling in?
Not yet.
Come on, Chris.
I saw a porn that pissed me off last night.
What?
I found one with that.
Was it interracial?
No.
Okay, good.
What was that blonde we used to have on the MySpace page recently? Like, Brenda something? What the fuck was her name?
Brenda.
Brina?
Brie Olson?
Brie Olson, yeah. Yes. Not one of her. Fucking dude. Like, they go like 20 minutes. Mm. He fucking finishes on her ass. Keeps going. Goes another fucking 25 minutes. Jacks again. Twice. Same session.
Wow.
Pissed me off.
That's why they're pros, kid.
Hate them.
That's probably a Viagra hard-on, though.
Dude, it was ridiculous.
Playing in a different league.
Even with Viagra, could you fucking come twice?
I don't see why not. I mean, if you don't lose hard on and you keep going, like when you were younger,
sure,
I'm sure you had to experiment with how many back to back jack sessions you could do.
No, I couldn't. Once I finished, it was like, all right, I'm done.
Oh man,
yeah, like, I never was able to do multiple.
I think I watched a porn straight through, and by the third time, I was in physical pain.
Mm-hmm. How many? All right, well, I think we've had this discussion like probably 8 or 9 times on the radio show.
Yesterday,
how many times have you jacked in one day, Rock?
Oh, man. Like, max ever?
Mm-hmm.
I think I did it 4. Yeah, that was a long night.
Yeah, I could see.
Mr. Gogan?
Long, lonely night.
4 to 5. I don't remember.
Five times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't gone more than four.
I was awful as a kid.
By the fourth one, my you get those dick aches.
Dick? Yeah. I rubbed the skin. Had to wear the skin kind of like it's like road rashy.
Yeah.
Like your dick gets sore.
I'm a dry jacker, so I can't, you know.
You're a dry jacker?
Yeah.
Ugh.
See, I've done it dry, but I sometimes had the
lid. I don't like dry jacking.
Sometimes
you got to do it. You know, back in college, I was low on cash. I had to do the dry jack.
Because you were low on cash.
Yeah, you don't have any lubricant.
Could it like resort to like fucking chapstick or something?
But like,
have you jacked with chapstick?
No.
But when you, like, if you ever did like back to back, by the time you hit 3, it's like your dick doesn't even get hard anymore. Mm-hmm. You're just forcing it, and like,
yeah.
I think you're pulling spinal fluid at that point.
Right. No, you can't do it back to back. You're talking about, you know, a few hours.
No.
Back to back, fuck that.
In an hour and a half period, 3 times.
God damn it, Josh. You're a professional.
No, I was a professional.
Oh.
You know we're feeling when we're talking about masturbation. That's how it works.
That is important to talk about it, you know.
I know.
We're being real, Kieran.
Because I remember being 14, you know, going, oh, God, you know, feeling bad about it, ashamed.
Sure,
you know.
I'm sure some of the listeners in the chat room will know the answer to these questions, but what was the weirdest thing you ever jacked with?
What do you mean, weirdest thing?
Weirdest lubricant you've used to jack.
Oh, see, I don't really have any weird. I received as a gift from a chick back in the day, actual, like, lotion, sex lotion.
Oh, it's not weird, though.
No, it's not weird, but I thought it was kind of cool that they actually make such a thing.
Yeah.
The weirdest lotion I've ever used, Vaseline.
Really? Vaseline? That ain't weird.
Jelly. I know, but I guess I don't really, because I've used, yeah.
It's like jacking with like used motor oil. It's really thick and goopy.
Vaseline, I've used.
It doesn't even feel like your hands on your cock.
Yeah. Hand lotion? I jacked once in the
hand lotion isn't weird.
Jacked once in the shower with soap. So I guess that would be the weirdest.
Yeah, I've done that.
It was the weirdest.
It's
per plus.
What I don't like about
per plus.
Yeah.
What I don't like about the shower jack with soap.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but what I don't like about that is if you get the water running, it eventually washes soap off. So you got to re.
You
got to
turn away, my friend. You turn away.
Even if you don't turn your back to the water,
that's what I'm saying.
It still washes off, and you got to start over again.
One jack session with shampoo, you waste the entire bottle of shampoo because you have to keep on putting it on because it washes away. Sure, your balls smell like fucking roses afterward, but you used a whole thing of shampoo, and now you gotta go to the store and buy a new one.
The only redeeming quality about the shower jack with shampoo or soap is that you do feel like you cleaned it really good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The weirdest thing I've jacked with was suntan lotion.
Suntan lotion?
And it was the worst because it had like a delay burn. Like you put it on and it feels like regular lotion and you're going, you know, you're jacking. Yeah. But for some reason it starts burning. it starts burning.
You know, I was just going to say that. That's the one thing with soap, though. If it gets inside, man, it
feels. Oh, yeah. That's why you should probably get the Johnson & Johnson's if you're
going to.
Capella clothing checking, and he jacked with toothpaste.
Of course he did.
Oh, my God.
And if you, and I mean, also the cleanup in the shower is a very touchy. Like, you have to get it out and away from you, or else you're going to get those little balled up, you know. That's little like balled up whatever.
It's like mercury.
Yeah. And you, it doesn't, it, you know what? Semen doesn't mix well with water.
No.
Love Pony checking in. Aqua Fresh. The red kind of burns.
Thanks.
Okay, we're not going to use Aqua Fresh. Somebody check Tony B. Jello? No.
Stop.
He's just being funny, I think.
I don't know. You could fuck Jell-O if you wanted.
You could fuck Jell-O, but you ever actually use it as a
not as a
lotion?
Lubricant? But I think that's what he means. I think that's what he means is like I think anything that's not a woman or I guess a guy's asshole would be considered jacking.
Gone Postal claims she knows the weirdest place I've jacked. I must have told her this in a drunken
probably
stupor.
Probably did.
I'm afraid to know what I said. I think I know the weirdest place I jacked though. I'm not going to say it on the radio program.
You ever do the drive-in, Jack?
Go ahead and say it, Gone Postal.
What, stay awake?
I won't.
No.
Go ahead and say it.
What's
she
gonna
say? Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's not the weirdest place I've jacked.
Oh. That wasn't a tanning salon,
wasn't
was it?
The weirdest place.
Yeah, I've done that, too.
I've jacked in a tanning booth.
Yeah.
Of course. Right on the fucking light bulbs.
It's disgusting.
Clean that up there, Skippy.
I did that, too. You've never done that, though? The drive-in, Jack?
Well, I did it once to stay awake.
Really?
Yeah, that was it.
I did,
and I never like finished. It was just to maintain my awakeness.
I do it after like a night out with my girlfriend at the time, and when nothing would happen, but I leave with a raging heart on it. It's like I gotta release this now. There's gonna be problems if I don't.
All right, so enough of the Jack and Talk. We're gonna take a break because we're running out of time on the CD. Back with more LunaticRadio.com bandits right after this.
Hey, this is Josh Gogan, and coming up on Lunatic Radio, we've got porn, 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 and porn. Yeah, hang in there.
Oh, yeah, that's it, fucker.
God bless you, people.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
It's good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you bring. I drink beer when I am sad, cause the beer, it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good, beer is good, beer is good. That's all, beer is good, beer is good, beer is good.
Let's go drink some beer.
Beer, 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 beer.
Warm, it tastes real crappy, but cold beer will make me happy. When I throw up on the floor, I can go and drink some more. They say beer will make me dumb. It aren't so good with pizza. Now that we have drunk some beer, let's go drive a car.
Beer is good, beer is good, beer is good. That's all, beer is good, beer is good, beer is good.
Let's go drink some beer.
Bring the motherfucking rockets!
Are you looking for HD quality, uncensored broadcasts from all genres of news, sports, music, entertainment, and more? Or are you a broadcaster looking for a program to help easily get your live and pre-programmed content out to a wide audience? If you are either an avid listener of internet-based programming or a broadcaster with little or even advanced knowledge, then U Broadcast is for you. U Broadcast has created two revolutionary products for both the listener and broadcaster. First, the U Broadcast Player. The U Broadcast Player for the listener immediately gives access to hundreds of live and pre-programmed shows with easy-to-use functions and interactive features. It also gives access to featured content and, coming soon, live concerts, adults-only programming, and premium content channels. And if that's not enough, the U Broadcast Station Manager. The U Broadcast Station Manager is an easy-to-use broadcasting tool that will quickly get your show up and running. Talk live about topics that are important to you that may not get coverage in mainstream media. Conduct interviews and other presentations, debate live callers, and play sound effects and commercials just like professional broadcasters. The best part to getting started is that it's all free. So go to ubroadcast.com and try it yourself. That's www.ubroadcast.com.
Now back to the show, lunaticradio.com.
Yeah. OJ, multiple felony charges, according to Fox News, launching it live. Arrested today at 11 a.m. this morning in Vegas at the Palms Casino. Kieran Rock. Josh Gogan in the studio. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Sunday night, everybody. Our new live broadcasting time, 7 p.m. Eastern. Toadies, everybody. Love this. Good buildup right here.
Do you wanna die?
Yeah.
Do you wanna die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you wanna die?
No. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Here we go.
Do you wanna die?
Word up, everybody.
Do you wanna die?
Real rock music. Ain't the emo shit.
No emo here. Emo free. Except for, Brent.
Well, I promise you.
All right. Word them up, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show. Trying to get Roxy DeVille on the show tonight.
Well,
sent her a message the other day. Hey, Rox, you want to do the radio program? She was like, yeah, no problem, dude. Just send me a reminder.
My problem is.
Sent her a reminder. She hasn't checked.
You worded it next Sunday, and he sent it out Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah.
I should have said this instead of next.
Or just Sunday.
Yeah. Good point, Rocket, my man.
Yeah, I always get that stuff wrong anyway, because when everybody says next Sunday, they, you know, I get into an argument with them. It's like, do you mean this coming Sunday?
Right.
Or the Sunday after that? And they go, when I say next Sunday, this coming Sunday is the next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I can see their point, but they don't seem to understand that they're throwing me off. I mean, I could say this Sunday. I could say next Sunday, yesterday. You know? Yeah, I'm going to do the rocket. I'm going to do the show next Sunday. And most people.
No, if you said it yesterday, being Saturday, yeah, and then next Sunday.
But the, you know, it being Saturday, the next day would still be the next Sunday.
At that point, it's Saturday. You would say tomorrow.
Right. But if I wanted to be a dick about it, which I often do.
Should we do the magic audio? The audio that is beyond, it's just radio gold. It's better than the Chris Crocker audio.
I can't imagine anything being better than Chris Crocker.
No, this
audio
is better. This is better. This is absolutely better. And it's a perfect example of the discussion we had last week on this radio program about how entertainers nowadays, let's say like a singer wants to become an actor. And then is doing a clothing line. Mm-hmm. Like, entertainers today want to do everything. They want to act. They want to sing. Ugh.
Yeah.
You know? It's ridiculous. Yeah. Stick to one thing. If you're a singer, sing. Keep on making albums. If you're an actor, act. Keep on making movies.
Yeah.
Don't go singing.
Yeah. You can do two things at most, but stop right there.
Mm-hmm. Some comics have done it. Eddie Murphy, for example. I mean, he did start making really shitty movies, but in the earlier days when Eddie was a stand-up comic, and then he went on to make movies like Trading Places, which is my favorite movie, one of my favorite movies of all time, Beverly Hills Cop, you know? Made some great movies.
Yeah.
Some guys can do it. But Eddie, you know, you don't see Eddie going off in the, you know, now making numerous albums and stuff like that.
Well, he did have an album.
He did have My Girl Wants to Party All the
Time. My Girl Wants to Party All the Time was a smash hit.
You can still hear it, remixes of it on the techno stations.
Great. I'll make a note not to tune into them.
You know what it is, though? It's these entertainers. It's the agents. It's the agents that push them to do all this different stuff because they get a cut of it. Mm-hmm. So why not? They know that they could... They're these big stars, and if they go off into different tangents, mm-hmm. like an album, mm-hmm. why not?
Yeah, but to me, that's not looking out for your... That's not looking out for the long-term... fuck me.
No, it doesn't matter about the long-term. It's about making the money now. Once you get that taste...
No, but I understand that, but well, I guess to me, I look down the road, and I go, all right, if I were to work with someone, and what they were going to do was make me money... I wouldn't want to make a whole mound of cash right now. I'd want to spread that out along the way.
I don't believe that.
And in the long run, possibly make more money because they didn't betray themselves or worse, overexpose themselves.
I don't think that would happen. Once you get in there, once you get into the hardcore entertainment business where you're making like $2 million, $3 million to do something, you understand you have a short shelf life. You can't maintain a career where you think, okay, I'm going to be able to spread this out over 15, 20 years.
You can, though. If you do it right, you can. Look at George Carlin. George Carlin's been
entertainment
doing it forever.
Nowadays is in the now. It's in the... George Carlin! You're talking about one guy. It's not a common thing. And George Carlin is a genius of all geniuses.
No, but what I'm saying is it's still possible, but you have to maintain integrity. The thing is, superstardom is very moment by moment, and very few superstars can ride that out. You know, Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, they can ride that wave out.
Right.
But, you know, someone who's not of that magnitude... can reach superstardom and then fade out quickly. What I'm talking about is you reach a level of celebrity where you have a set, you have your following, and you maintain that because you're being loyal to them.
Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to it, once you start making those money and all those offers start coming in, it's hard for you to just be like, no, I gotta keep turning this down.
It's definitely hard to say no to that. But I mean, you have to have something.
That's a huge gamble because once you get that taste, man. Once you get that taste of the millions, when you're talking millions now for every little thing, it's not so easy to be like, I'm going to hold off on this.
Well, I'm never going to know, so.
Oh, you will, Josh.
One day, Josh, you will. All right, so we have a perfect example of that. An entertainer, a comic, who has spanned off into acting, and now thinks he can sing. We've had him on the radio program, and when we did have him on the radio show, we were all giddy to have him on. And I told Rocket before the show, I was like, I'm never having this guy on the radio program again. But I actually do want to have him back on, because I want to ask him about this bullshit.
Exactly.
I actually want to ask him, how effed up in the head are you? How big do you think you are?
Don't give away the name. I think you should just play it. Don't give away
I
the
think
name.
We should just play it. Yeah.
I think most people know by now.
Yeah.
But, Let me just say this. If you're selling out Madison Square Garden,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you do think, man, I'm big enough to do anything.
Absolutely. It's got to go to your head. And it clearly has. Here is the song. The song is entitled Forward, everybody. We'll just play it. And I'm playing the whole thing. Here we go.
Far from here. Only look back when the future's not so clear. Wandering around a room.
I'm shaking with laughter.
Everything's in its space. I'm the only thing that doesn't fit in this place.
God damn it, are you fucking with me?
Who am I supposed to be? Falling while I'm standing still. I deal so willingly with the fact I lost the will.
Oh my God!
My sex song saves me.
Shut up, faggot.
Is this the sad clown bullshit? I'm laughing on the outside, but inside my heart is breaking.
All right, can we let the cat out of the bag? Please tell me you know who that is. Please tell
Chestnut.
Me.
Chestnut.
As a listener, you what know who that is.
His dick feels like corn.
What was the chestnut? Did
he yeah, use? He uses words like gullet.
Yeah.
Hangs out at the BK Lounge.
Mm-hmm. Somebody shit on the coats.
Oh, yes.
Who shit on the coats? Now, here's a song.
On said coats.
Here's a...
Oh, wait. Connecticut J from the chat room. Dane fucking stupid cook.
That's his next gig, by the way. He's going to be a chef.
That is Dane Cook, everybody. And we will continue to listen to his lovely voice. Is he doing nothing but banging fat chicks nowadays?
That's the new thing.
He's just banging fatty, meaty people.
With girls who keep diaries. That's who he's...
Yeah. What demographic is he going for? The six-year-olds? Six to seven? Get him all of your... Steady as I don't go.
What?
Ooh. Steady as I don't go, Rocket. That means he's going out of control.
And he's shitting on coats.
Oh my god, who shit on the fucking coats?
Thrown into I don't know. Oh, the I don't know. He getting thrown in there.
Alright, Rocket, look up the lyrics of this. It's gotta be somewhere. We gotta go line by line with these lyrics. Dane Cook, his new song, Forward. Dane, what are you fucking doing? Floating down the stairs. Oh, you're floating down the stairs because you're so melancholy about the fucking 16-year-old that turned you down at the club last night. No one knows I'm near. I shout at the shadows, don't let. He's caught between a prison gate and a wide open door.
That's not being caught.
Maybe a closet because you're a faggot.
You're not caught then.
Right. Dane Cook plus Chris Crocker equals TLA. I don't know what that means.
Leave Dane alone.
TLA. Oh! Oh, Lord! What is this, 88? What is that, an 88 song? Oh.
It's like me trying to play guitar.
Connecticut J, check it in. I just got cancer from this song.
Everyone's becoming gay by listening to this song.
Oh my god.
We get it.
You're going forward. You're not going backwards. We get it. Dane. Oh my god, Dane Cook singing, people. Is
Why?
He just that full of himself?
Why?
Oh my god.
Why?
I guess when you're doing movies with Jessica Alba, your freaking mind goes for a loop.
I saw him on Tourgasm playing the guitar a little bit, but I thought it was just his way of you know, winding down and relaxing a little bit. I didn't know he was going to record an album where he's trapped between a prison and an open door. And you're never going to find him there.
Medbeat chemist checking in. Leave Dane Cook alone. Dane Cook, give me more, give me more, yeah. give me more.
Oh, for God's sake.
Dane Cook is a 34-year-old man, and he's acting like he's 15 and just lost his girlfriend.
Oh.
Because he didn't buy her a lollipop.
I really have these feelings.
What are you fucking doing, Dane Cook?
Jesus.
Can somebody get a hold of this guy and tell him just to go to local comedy clubs and do stand-up and shut the fuck up?
See, this is where I have to disagree with Rocket in that your agent or your publicist, is their job is to stop you from doing something like this.
Absolutely.
Not really. Dane, not really. Not if it's going to make millions of dollars Rocket, if you get that 10%.
They go, Dane, you're on top of the comedy world. I don't know how, but you did it. Now you're a big actor. Don't release the album. It's a piece of shit.
I don't buy that. I think they know people will eat it up. They know people will eat it up.
It's such a good song.
The chat room feedback flowing in here. Dane Cook is going to be the new lead singer of Fall Out Boy. That was Radio Syphilis. Dane Cook makes my balls itch.
That happens sometimes. I don't know. I think the agent's kind of like, go for it. Come on, Dano. Dana Rooney. Come on, Dano.
Fall Out Boy is changing the lyrics of Dance Dance to Dane Dane.
Jesus Christ.
Dance Dance. Shut up, fat boy.
Oh, my God.
Dane Cook, what are you doing? I gave my love a cherry. That's exactly like I'm waiting for fucking Jim Belushi to come by, take Dane's fucking
word,
take Dane's guitar, smash against a wall, and say, "Fucking grow up, asshole." Be a comic. Be a comic. Do your wacky references.
I bet you he's going to make millions with this fucking...
No.
Are you kidding me?
Way. He will. The girls will eat it up.
No.
If you, eat it up.
If yum, you
yum,
hear...
Yum, yum, yum.
As a listener of radio people out there, if you hear a radio station spin this record, firebomb that station.
It's not going to happen.
We can't say
it's
that.
It's not going to happen because...
Firebomb that station.
We can't do that.
I'm not saying the station.
Oh.
I'm not saying 106.0
actual radio
off of Sunrise line. Highway.
Is that song? That song's on iTunes, right?
I'm sure it is.
I bet you. I want to see if there's any reviews yet, and I can guarantee it's all like, "Oh, he's so great! Oh my god,
thank you!
Oh my god, he's so good!
I had no idea he was so emotional."
From Nikki 618, 14 years old, Chicago, Illinois.
Maybe this is his.
How do you know?
Love her. We I am all night.
She's a good sport.
Yeah. Oh my god, that should. What is that, Dane Cook? Dane Cook, what? I mean, everybody thought he jumped the shark a while ago, right?
Yeah, when Mad TV is parodying you.
Yeah.
When
Mad TV is doing parodies of you, the worst,
by the way,
sketch show ever.
By the way, if you seen the Dane Cook parody on there, it's dead fucking on.
The guy that does it is good.
Oh my god. I cannot believe he did that.
Mr. Deej checking in, his dog's committed suicide. Because that song was playing. Unbelievable. Dane Cook.
He's on iTunes. He has 68 reviews, and the average rating is 4 out of 5 stars on his song.
Unbelievable. Can we get a review?
Dane is really... How many of those are from Jay Davis?
Yeah, where's Dane Jay Davis's love songs? He's half a faggot, I think, right? Nothing wrong with being half a fag.
He's...
Here's one of the reviews.
Go ahead. Here's one of the reviews. Hold on, Rock. Let me play the music.
Sure.
All right. Rock is going to read reviews of the new song put out by Dane Cook, the comic, for his song Forward. Here are some of the reviews of the song.
The title of the review, Oh Wow, 5 stars by Satan Bishi. Okay, it could be because I am pregnant, but just listening to this clip made me want to cry.
Oh, Jesus.
I like Dane Cook, but this is a really good song. Must get song. Just pregnant and dumb.
Yeah.
You know what? It starts off like...
Hope that girl has postpartum depression.
It almost starts off like he's going to roll it into some sort of Adam Sandler suck my dick parody or something. You know?
Yeah, right.
Because he's had some songs sort of started off kind of serious. And then it sounds like that's what he's doing.
Well, Adam Sandler jumped the shark as well because he started making serious movies. Like, he really thought he could act.
I'm depressed.
Shut up.
I wish I hadn't found that remote control.
Here's another one. I love Dane Cook. 5 stars by OC Nerd 44. He is an awesome comedian and a great actor and now a great singer. This is definitely a goodbye. How about that?
That kid's writing that as he has a dick in his ass.
All right, so what's next for Dane? Where does he go now?
Gay Pride
Parade. Painting.
He's going to be painting.
He's going to be a painter, right.
Mm.
And he's going to run for Congress.
I think Dane would be more of a sculptor. He's going to do sculpture.
I don't know what the fuck this guy is.
Here's another one. What can't he do? 5 stars by... Way Zata Girlie.
Are we going to get a YouTube video of this kid going, leave Dane alone?
Exactly.
The rubes.
He's an amazing comic and I'm a big fan of that. I'm quite surprised how good he is at singing. This song is pretty deep too. This proves he really is talented.
It's deep.
He really is talented.
I want to find the lyrics to this goddamn song.
Find the lyrics. If somebody can find it, Dane Cook forward. Wait, we need the lyrics because the lyrics are so 16-year-oldish. They're like written by a 12-year-old, these fucking lyrics. Everything's not fine.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to find it.
All right, everything's not fine. I'm going to take back. I'm going to take back what's mine. What is yours, Dane? Fuck, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, you've got everything now. What do you have to be moody about at this point?
Just think, fucking 4 years ago, I saw this guy on Comedy Central doing some sort of impression of like a velociraptor, and I thought he was genius. And now this guy's singing love songs.
What is it about the... What is it about these goofy comics? Because that's what he is. He's a goofy comic.
He's goofy.
In fact, Stanhope... pointed out, he said, I look at him more as an interpretive dancer than a comic.
Love Ducks. He's
Which
great.
Really is dead on. But what is it about these goofy comics that try to go into this serious realm? Is it because they're so fucking goofy that Jim Carrey has to do serious movies and win an Oscar?
Exactly.
Is it because he's so fucking goofy that Adam Sandler has to try and cry on camera and Dane Cook has to do... Is that what it is? I'm not serious enough?
Here's a better one. Dane Cook, the new singer of Snow Patrol.
Oh. You know, actually, that raises a good question, Josh, but let's take Jim Carrey, for example. I thought, and I just had this conversation with some friends last night, I thought he was great in Eternal Sunshine, and that was a very serious film. I thought he played that part perfectly.
Jim Carrey...
Even Truman Show. I thought Jim Carrey in Truman Show was fantastic. Look, he played the role very well.
But there was comedy in Truman Show.
Rocky just there used was. The word fantastic.
It's fabulous.
It's fabulous.
But
I didn't use the word
when are they at their best?
Same word.
That's my thing. When is he at his best?
Right. Fire Marshal Bill. That was his best.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Fire, you know, when he's yakking up into a baby eagle's mouth in right. Ace Ventura.
Although he got spit out by the hippopotamus. The rhino.
Yeah. That is
it's true.
That is the best Jim Carrey ever.
Right. It was the best.
I don't want to see him with a tear rolling down his cheek. I want to see him smacking food out of people's plates.
Did you see him in Eternal Sunshine for the Spotless Mind?
I don't care. That's the thing. He is a good actor. Okay. However, I don't want to see him doing that. Mm. It's like, okay, the opposite is Leslie Nielsen. Leslie Nielsen was a serious actor, and then once he started doing those goofy comedies, that was his world.
That was,
he can't go back to serious, but I think he realized that was what he's best at.
Here's the mentality of our listeners. Dane Cook should change his name to Dane Suckcock. That is our listener base.
That's
right,
the funniest joke. Like,
I love
years.
You fucking people,
who
man.
Said that? Awesome.
That is Phoenix 88.
Good job.
By the way, Dane Cook, the new lead singer of Panic at the Disco.
Of course he is.
There it is, Dane Cook, everybody. Forward. Any more reviews, Ron?
Oh, yeah, plenty.
He's going to take back what's his.
I'm going to take back what's mine. Yes, sir, please.
Not surprising. One star by DTASK. Thief, talentless poser. This guy wears designer jeans, male blouses, and wristbands. So this kind of crybaby song is just what I'd expect. Let me see what else. Stay away from comedy and other comedians' material, Dane. This new career suits you just fine, you hack. It's hard for me to read from over there, but...
Dane Cook.
Negative review.
Had him on the radio show a long time ago. Loved him when he put out his album Retaliation, his comedy CD.
Yeah,
sounded kind of humorous a little bit there.
Yeah, I don't want to get into comic bashing because everybody's different. All the comics are different and everything.
No, I have nothing.
I feel duped.
Yeah,
because I really thought the guy was. I saw him at the Laugh Factory in California. Before he hit this, you know, right after his Comedy Central special,
before he hit the surge, yeah.
And I thought he was hysterical. And it's like I look back now and looking at what I know now, I feel like I was duped.
Unbelievable.
I got one more here for you. Another masterpiece from the master. Five stars from Pink Lady 73.
Sure was.
The stalker.
Pink Lady, Pink Lettuce.
Ouch. Oh, yeah. Dane just keeps getting better and better. Buy this song. You won't regret it. I have listened to it over and over again. Just awesome.
How
comedian, actor, singer, a triple threat. The only triple threat I know is Herb Hep and the Hiv.
Yes. How could anyone listen to that more over
nothing
and over?
About Dane Cook is threatening.
Yeah.
How? That is I'm going to stop listening halfway through. If you didn't turn it off...
Turn it off!
Yeah.
Dude, I know I've said things about Dane Cook's comedy and how it's kind of some of it's not good, but he is a good comic. I mean, I'm not knocking a guy. The guy's a great comic.
He's very good at what he does.
What annoys me is, they even dealt with him doing movies. You know, doing these romantic comedies. Fine, that's right. Cool. But, I mean... Now he's singing. I mean, this just fucking throws me.
I thought he was pretty
loop.
Good in that food movie. I don't remember the name of it, but
Waiting,
the diner.
Waiting, yeah,
Waiting. Right.
So that's when we had him on.
Yeah, that's when we had him on. I had to go see that movie the day we were going to interview.
I thought
interview
he was
him.
Pretty good in that.
It was billed as the Dane Cook movie, and he was in it for 4 minutes.
I hated that Andy Milonakis was in it though.
Andy was in that film?
Yeah.
There were no. You don't like Andy?
I almost.
No.
I think he's great being a retard.
I almost loathe Dane Cook as much as I hate Andy Dick.
Andy Dick is Yeah, who's worse?
Dane Cook is on Andy Dick's level now.
Andy Dick is the worst. For all those new people in there, we hate Andy Dick. Andy Dick is a waste of space.
See, but this is another thing. That was precious studio time that was taken up by Dane that a real musician could have had.
Right.
Dane Cook should pay us all for having to listen to that.
In fact, if you know what Dane could do... And what would probably serve better is, hey, I'm Dane Cook, and I like listening to this guy. So Dane Cook presents this guy with his guitar. Right. And it would have been, it'd be acceptable, because people who like Dane would go, oh, I'll listen to that. And it could have given some musician a leg up. No, Dane.
This is money. You know, I'm just realizing, this is complete money-hungry way of handling this. Because I only released one song. I bet you it's trying to feel the waters to see what kind of reaction, how many people download it. And then if it gets a lot of hits, a lot of publicity, then you'll see a whole fucking album.
From some people, I think it is money-hungry, but from the artist himself... I think it's egomania. I think it is.
I think he's out of his fucking mind.
But doesn't the money lead to the egotism?
No.
No?
It's the success. It's the, I can go out and do whatever I want to do, and it's going to be a huge success, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to go out and do whatever I want. I mean, did you see Vicious Circle? He sells out Madison Square Garden and goes on stage and doesn't tell joke one. He just walks around
just
saying
out.
Things.
Right, right,
in
right.
a circle. And it was, one of the most watched... things at that time. It's like, if you can't fail, you're going to do whatever you want to do. And I'm sure Dane's listening to this because he's kind of an egomaniac.
Yeah.
And will listen to anything.
Oh, they're talking about me.
He's probably got everything in his fucking iTunes subscriptions is anything that says Dane Cook, download to my iPod so I can listen.
Going back to the Dane Cook, Andy Dick thing, Dane and Andy in a room would only create super mutated form of AIDS. I guess if they mixed.
Yeah, I don't know. It was kind of good.
It was all right.
It was all right.
Oh, the board doesn't think so.
Sounded pretty good. Sounded pretty good. So that is Dane Cook's new song, everybody. Forward, because he's heading forward. He's not looking back.
No, you're never going to find him there again.
He's stuck between prison doors and an open door or something.
Yeah.
He's going to take back
what's
his.
That's worse than being between a rock and a hard place, right. By the way.
I think he's stuck between the dick and some taint.
Ouch! He's all confused. I don't know which way to
go. Oh, shit.
Maybe you should go forward asshole.
You don't think in 5 years that's going to be the big bombshell that Dane is gay?
Oh, God. He is very flamboyant.
So, wait, Chestnut on his dick is actually some guy's name, Chestnut? Is that what it is?
Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
Maybe Dane Cook's banged so much primetime poontang that he just feels like he can't find any better poontang, so he's just going to go gay.
Maybe that's why Jay Davis is on tour with him so much.
Yeah, Dane Cook.
Because Jay Davis is Dane Cook's leave him alone guy.
You know,
wait, what does that mean? Leave him alone guy?
If you bash Dane Cook, Jay Davis will be the first one to come on and defend him. He'll
wow.
be
leave Dane he's got alone. Like a bitch.
Yeah.
You know, Dane Cook's out of his mind because he's he thinks fucking that guy's funny.
Dane Cook. What an asshole.
What the fuck is Dane Cook doing? Let's just take a break. I'm sad now.
It's all see, oh no, you get all emo.
I'm sad.
You write a song about it?
Yeah. It's over.
Put the echo on.
It's over for Dane. His career has faded away.
Falling.
It's over.
The star is falling.
It's over for Dane. You suck too many dicks. Dane Cook. It's over for you. You fucking tried to jack with Elmer's glue.
Ouch.
Dane Cook.
Already.
You homosexual.
Already this is a better song.
It is.
Already it's a better song.
All right, take me a break.
All right.
I'm very sad. Dane Cook. He's fabulous.
Say bye-bye, Kieran.
Bye-bye.
Yo, this is Shanghai Lee, Shanghai, China. Sucky, fucky, fight on because I am LunaticRadio.com.
We had Roxy DeVille on the program last week, and she was talking about how her dog died.
Right. How's the dog doing?
You're not going to fucking open that can of worms again, are you?
No.
All right, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying I have, like, audio of how he died.
Oh!
Actually, I'll just play that for the people. This is how Roxy's dog died, everybody.
I'm waiting.
It's playing, don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you hacked your dog up, that's what I'm thinking. No?
No?
No, okay.
Wait,
you're awful.
Hold on.
You're absolutely awful.
Hold on.
I'm out.
I'm going to backtrack because you're hot. Backtracking. No, honestly, we're sorry that your dog died.
Yeah,
I have a dog myself, and if he died, I'd be very upset.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. He got his ashes back in the mail, and I'm going to put him in a teddy bear.
The three specs?
Isn't that kind of fucking... that's kind of weird. Mailing ashes.
It is kind of weird, but at least, you know...
It's an overnight
priority. You can still chill out in the bed instead of being in, like, a tin can on the shelf, you know?
Was it in, like, an envelope?
No, they send a UPS. They send a little world box. Like, oh, here you go. And I'm like, oh.
You know that whoever sent that back to you, it's just like pretty much a clump of dirt. They went outside, scooped up some dirt, threw it in a box. Yeah, it's the fucking dog's ashes. meanwhile, they take meanwhile, they take the dog and they actually just throw it in the garbage.
Oh, God.
I'm serious. You can't trust these motherfuckers.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Hey, this is Epidemics from Central Michigan University. And I'm fucking Jamie Kennedy's cock.
And I'm fucking Twitter with balls. And I'm skull fucking the asshole.
And we are LunaticRadio.com.
If hip hop should die before I wake, I put an X in
the LunaticRadio.com.
Every station murder the DJ. Roll at every station murder the DJ.
Remember when you were a kid and played rock, paper, scissors? You don't remember rock, paper, scissors? You don't remember being a kid? Well, either case, we got news for you. You can now play rock, paper, scissors against people all around the world by listening to IT Radio at itradio.turkeyvan.com. What's even better than that? You can be IT Radio's RPS Intercontinental Champion.
Paper covers rock. Rock, paper, scissors. Scissors, cut, paper.
Send an email to title at turkeyvan.com with your five hand choices, and you can be the new IT Radio RPS Intercontinental Champion. Warning, IT Radio is not suitable for children of all ages. This show includes dirty words, crude humor, sexual content, childish behaviors, and things we can't discuss legally in this promo. Check them out at itradio.turkeyvan.com.
The Mad Beat Factory. Tune into the Mad Beat Factory for free.
Don't be afraid to care.
Mad Beat Factory.
Leave, but don't leave me.
The Mad Beat Chemist, who is on Friday nights live, and I think, if he's not a liar, he's on live Saturdays, too.
Bringing you the finest in reggae, roots, rock, city, ska, dub, dancehall, rouser, drum and bass, and jungle. MadBeatFactory.com. In no way implies nor condones the use of illegal drugs. Mad Beat Factory Dub Edition is simply a live reggae dub show you can hear on Friday nights from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on TPXRadio.com.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's LunaticRadio.com.
I'd send the pain below, much like
up, everybody.
That sounds better than Dane Cook.
LunaticRadio.com show. Kieran Rockett in studio. Josh Gogan, comedian Josh Gogan.
JoshGogan.com. Dane Cook is a faggot.
Hello.
Josh Gogan is a better comedian than Dane Cook. Go see Josh Gogan.
Email us at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON, 206-202-LOON.
Here we go.
206-202-566. Can't feel my chest.
Can't feel your chest?
That's what he says, right?
No, we didn't say that.
Word him up. OJ going to jail. That's the big news.
Juice Simpson.
Dane Cook has not only jumped the shark, but now he's fucking them.
Why didn't OJ go kill Dane Cook? Why not? He get away with it. Come on.
I guess Chris Crocker isn't calling in. That. Too busy sucking a little dick there.
Well, sucking a little dick.
That kid. Oh, what's his name? Chris Crocker. Yeah, whatever. I guess he's yesterday's news.
No, it's why isn't Chris calling in?
I don't know.
We were supposed to get Chris Crocker, but we didn't.
And Roxy DeVille. I think we're over two today.
Chris Crocker Barrel.
Yeah. I don't know where that...
Hey, see you later, mate.
Yeah,
what?
That's what he said. That's what he said. Yeah. I don't know. For some reason this week, everybody... I don't know. My favorite number is 11. I don't know why. I'm 31 years old. I have a favorite number. I don't know. It's just been my number. And, I've been seeing the number 11. I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't even know if it's, like, relevant or anything. But I've seen the number 11, like, a million times this week. A millions. I've woken up. Like, every time I look at the clock, it's, like, 3-11, 2-11, 4-11, 10-11, 11-11. It's just ridiculous.
But what's so good about that number?
Like, it's my number.
Why?
It's like a number I've liked since I was a kid. My brother wore the number 11 when we played sports as kids. Mm-hmm. He always wore the number 11. I always wore the number 11. I took after him because I saw him wearing the number 11. So when I became old enough to play Little League or something,
sure,
I took the number 11.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I played baseball ever since, you know, I was a little kid to when I was a teenager. And I always wore the number 11. Huh. And for some reason this week, I've been seeing the number 11 everywhere. When I look at the clock in my car, it's 1:11. When I wake up in the morning, it's 6:11. When everywhere I go, the number 11 is just popping up. OJ today gets arrested at 11 a.m. I don't know if it's me going like absolutely nuts. It's just coincidence. I don't believe in those like, oh, it's a sign thing. Because I don't even know what it would be a sign of. You know? But it's just weird. I've seen the number 11. What time is it now?
If it's 11, I'm leaving.
It's 8:41.
8:41. Thank God.
Thank God.
God.
But it's just ridiculous. I don't know. I really know where to go. It's just an observation I made.
It's kind of interesting.
Well, I will agree with you that it is ridiculous.
But thank you.
Has this, anything like this ever happened to you, though? Like,
the only thing with numbers...
Some sort of psychic thing?
Psychic?
I don't even know what it is.
You know what bullshitty psychic thing that I'll have dreams where I'll see something, and then, like, a month later, I'll see it for real. Unfortunately, it's the most mundane, non-relevant bullshit ever. Like, oh, yeah, I remember seeing that Pepsi can being turned that way in a dream once.
Right.
But it can't be like, you know, I know who's going to win some big game or something so I can make money off of it. It's got to be some bullshit. Oh, yeah, that person cut me off in one of my dreams. So they're doing it again now.
Here comes the 11. 11 minutes after the half hour. 11 minutes before you can shut up about this. Kira's kneecaps. Kira's kneecaps are 11 inches from the floor.
Here comes an 11-year streak.
11-year streak.
That's weird, though, because on your mic...
I have an 11 on my MySpace.
You've had an 11, and you had one that was like Photoshop and this grainy sort of... And I was like, it looks like an 11, but it can't possibly be. That makes no sense. And here it comes out that, yes, it was an 11, and you've made the 11 more prominent.
Yes.
And you know what? You should seek a...
I was talking to somebody this week about getting an 11 tattoo.
Stop
I
it.
I swear really? To God.
You're all weird.
You're
going to
get...
So
you're
gonna
get two
I always
lines.
Wanted to get a tattoo.
You're just going
to
get two parallel
sticks.
Lines.
Yes.
Sticks.
Two sticks next to each
two
other.
Twigs next
At
to each
At least
other.
Go with like an XI for like a Roman numeral.
11.
I don't know. I really have nowhere to go with it, but
you
it's just
what?
An observation.
You
I've seen the number 11. Like even before the show today, right? I walk out of the bathroom. What time is it? 6:11.
You know what you should do is get Jenny on the phone and see if she can get a numerologist to find out what it's all about.
11 minutes of dead air.
11 minutes of bad audio. 11 minutes of Kieran firing dead air. Amen.
11.
Yeah, that's all I had.
11 is such a shitty number, Kieran. Why'd you
it's
pick
a good number?
1-1.
Yeah, because you're number one.
It's a life. 1 and a 1.
It's not as shitty as Dan Cook's one.
Oh, here's an emo checking. 11 reduces to 2 in numerology. 2.
Well,
two?
All right.
Take
now,
a deuce.
Now where does...
Drop
and
deuce.
11 reduces down to 2 in numerology, which means... I'm waiting for the response. We'll just sit here with bated breath.
Let me see.
What does that even mean?
11 boobies Kieran will never see.
What?
All right. I don't know, people. It's just an observation. I've seen the number 11 a bunch of times this week. I don't know why. I don't know why at all. I'm not into the psychic stuff.
I think it's all a coincidence.
I think it's all a coincidence, too. But why? Why 11?
I don't know. Why not? Like, what's wrong with 11?
I'm literally... I check the clock a million times a day, and it's always saying 11.
No, I think you're just forgetting the time that it's not saying 11. And just
yeah, that's what
note.
I thought. Because I'm huge on psychoanalyzing myself. You know what I mean? And that's what I thought. But then there you go. I look at the clock again. It's 11. Today, I look at the clock. 6:11. OJ arrested at 11 a.m. Everything's 11. Fuck 11.
Everything's
11. 12.
Everything's 11 regarding time. Do you have any other 11 that you...
It's my favorite number.
No, but I mean, I understand your favorite number and you're seeing it when you look at the clock, but I mean, is there an actual... Is it popping up anywhere else?
Well, 9/11 was last week.
Okay.
The anniversary of that? I don't know.
Well, yeah, of course it was last week.
I don't know. No, nothing else. Nothing else.
Okay. So you're not completely insane yet?
No.
Okay, good. Because when you start breaking it down, and you if you go through all your contact lists on your cell phone and find out who's got 11s in their phone number and that kind of thing.
Oh, look right now.
Oh, okay. There's one number, don't look at it. But anyway, go through it and see how many have 11. Who's number 11 on your contact list?
I don't know. It doesn't go by numbers. Oh, wait, yes, it does.
Uh-oh.
Chaos Chris.
Chaos Chris.
Chaos Chris is my number 11.
Wow. All right, now I'm starting to believe there's something to this.
Yeah, I don't know. I really got nothing. What is this marryourdaughter.com website?
I love it.
Sounds like a piece of shit.
Sounds like a real hoot.
Right. Yeah. But 7963. Wow. Marryourdaughter.com. Someone posted it on the Lunatic Radio message board, and I had to check it out.
Right.
This is... It has to be fake. MarryOurDaughter.org is the website.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it is it's a website where parents can set up arranged marriages and you have a dowry that you put up. Like, for example, the first girl on this page is Kira A. She's 14 and a half, located in the southeast, with a dowry of $27,995, which I don't know why they just didn't round up to $28,000.
Right.
And basically, you can click propose, and I think it's a lot like eBay, where you can buy yourself a little girl who will one day be your wife. And if you want, if you, Kyra, they have little profiles. Like, Kyra likes the outdoors, more the open.
Wait. So they have girls on there that are underage?
Let's see. 14 and a half, 15, 16, 15, 17. Yeah, they're all underage. And I think I think what it is if you arrange a marriage, you get them young so that when they're 18 or whatever.
Good and supple.
Well, yeah, you want that.
It's like a draft lottery.
Right. But I mean, you want to have it also because by the time you're 18, you're out of your parents' control. They can't arrange a marriage for you anymore. Youngest one on here is 13, Courtney P. Courtney's grandmother married at 13, her mother married at 13, and Courtney has decided she wants to keep the tradition going. She would prefer to stay close to her large, extended Southern family. Why has it got to be the South?
Of course.
And loves
it is.
Farm or at least rural life.
Whoa.
She's got an A in home ec.
Great.
And has read up on what else would be expected of her as a wife.
I like her.
Forward to it.
Let's buy her.
Now,
she could be our intern.
This is where it has to be. It cannot be real. Is what parent is going to do in this day and age and in this country?
Right.
What parent? By the way, she goes for $50,000, which
nice.
She's a looker at 13, and she's read up on what she has to do.
But this can't. Yeah, you're right. This cannot be real.
And it gets. Part of me wishes that this is real too.
It's great radio fodder, I guess.
It is great radio fodder, but part of me really wishes that this is true because just imagine what it would have been like.
Wait, it's not real?
I'm okay.
Wait, Connecticut Jay said he'll put $11 down on a 13-year-old Brazilian who gets an A in home ec.
Yeah. Here's, like, okay.
Why does the 17-year-old only go for 19?
Because she's 17.
That's too old?
Yeah, you want...
She's peaked?
You want them... The younger they are...
Oh, look, there's OJ being let off by police.
The younger they are, the more malleable their minds are. So you can have this perfect wife.
Wow.
And, yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let's
sign up, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on the show credit card.
And I think...
Tax write-off, baby.
I mean, if you get a 13... If she's going to marry at 13, that's a pedophile's dream.
Yeah, but he's got to drop some serious coin to make that
happen. Yeah, but $50,000 to marry a 13-year-old and you get to do whatever you want to her and not get arrested for it, I think that's worth it.
That's incredible.
I'm not saying that I'm... You know, I would do it.
So what happens when I hit propose? What happens?
But I would.
OJ has 11 police escorting him, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Oh, look, when you click propose, here's a bunch of do's and don'ts. Do's. Be romantic. This is a marriage proposal, not a business transaction. Explain why you have chosen this particular daughter to marry out or others. What?
Well, the OJ trial ended 11 years ago.
Okay.
Go ahead. Ew.
Here's... Oh, no, go ahead and finish, and I'll show you my proof or my... reason for thinking it's fake. Go ahead.
Oh, here's some of the don'ts. Do not be sexual or sexually explicit in any way. But you're getting married. That's what you want. You want to bang. Do not describe the daughter's body other than to say things like pretty or beautiful smile. Do not specify your age except in a range such as 20.
So you shouldn't ask if everything is intact.
Do you have all your limbs? There's the catch.
Are all the thin films?
She's just a torso and a head.
I'm talking about marryourdaughter.com. Trying to figure out if it's real or not, I guess.
This month's testimonials. All right. Our 15-year-old daughter, Mary, wasn't very popular and did nothing but mope around the house, bringing everybody down. So we decided to marry her off through your site. Now our house is a lot cheerier, and we love our new swimming pool and jacuzzi.
What?
We told our youngest that when she turns 15, we're going to marry her off, too. Now, I have a hard time believing that that's real. I mean, ugh.
Somebody's asking in the chat room, Beer Bear asking, can she take 11 loads?
I would hope so. At that age, she should be able to take 11.
I like Berticus. He's like torso and a head.
That ain't bad.
What else? Read me another profile, Josh.
All right. And we'll go to... Let's see. Let's find a nice...
Can you find one that's 11?
11. I'll look, but the youngest I've seen is 13.
All right.
13. Maybe there's a limit. Maybe you can't...
Kieran, did you 18? Watch an orgy porn with 11 dudes? No, I didn't. Checking out marryourdaughter.org.
Let's go to the biggest chick I can...
Brittany, okay.
Yeah. Get ready with the thing.
All right.
Brittany is the kind of girl who can take two pairs of old pants and a dirty t-shirt and sew up a fancy dress you could wear to a debutante ball.
I like it.
Which, by the way, you would want to do if you're marrying her, is dress up in a... put on a dress. She's tired of working on a budget, feels it's time she went to design school and showed the world what she can really do. She says that her husband must be extremely supportive in her education and her workaholic nature.
How old is Brittany?
She's 16 years old.
Hot, and let's fuck.
Leave her alone! I was going to say, she needs to hop on a treadmill if she's going to go over these other girls.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
She's
a hefty one. If you're a chubby chaser, if you're a young girl chubby chaser, this is the one you would go for.
Brittany's a little chubby.
Yeah. Kimberly, not the most attractive face. Kimberly was raised from birth knowing that her place in life was to be a good wife and mother, and she might as well get started on that now. She knows God put her on earth to serve her husband like it says in the Bible, and we've made sure she knows exactly how to do that.
Capella Clothing is going to bid 11 cents on the fat chick.
Do we hear 11? 11.
Wow, this one's $100,000.
Whoa, where's she? What page is she on?
She's in the Northeast. She's on page 2.
The deuce.
Yeah, she's at the top of page 2. Not really going for it.
What? Why is she so expensive?
I don't really like redheads.
She's in the Northeast.
Probably because she's in the Northeast.
I don't know what that really means.
What a bargain. We got a bargain.
Bargain!
$6,000.
$6,000 for what?
For Cheyenne B, 16 years old. We're a Christian family, and Cheyenne has had trouble with unchristian desires, although at heart we know she's a good Christian girl. She needs a husband with strong Christian values who will provide a strong Christian home and help her to live a godly life.
That's terribly sexy.
You know what? Don't want to steal a bit, but this would be perfect for Don West and the Card Home Shopping Network shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Limited edition!
Limited edition!
Rookie card!
Anybody?
Go, Anthony, run with that one.
Sherry and B, people! $6,000!
Run with that one.
$6,000!
That's an O&A bid. They can have fun with that one. Go ahead.
All right. Now, Rocket, anybody else playing along at home, by the way, if you're on marryyourdaughter.org, go to page 2 of the profiles. All the way down to the bottom is Marissa J, 16 years old, lives in the South.
We only have 11 models left. Call now.
$80,000.
Call now. Get a Sammy Sosa rookie card.
Marissa likes to put on airs and thinks she's better than all of us here. And who knows? Maybe she's right. She's looking for a smart, sophisticated man who knows art, in quotes, and culture and style. And who can understand her better than we can.
When you put style in quotes, that must mean you're a
now
fucking
that's
mess.
A sassy face, by the way.
How old is that one?
16.
Mm.
Wait.
That's some real estate right there.
Mm. I can't believe that.
No mistaking, this is a child.
Yeah.
Order under 14 will throw in Pikachu cards.
Only 11 minutes left on this deal. I don't think we'll call now.
Get the clock up. Oh, God, it's classic.
Unbelievable. Here's another. Oh.
MarryOurDaughter.org.
Four grand.
$4,000 in the Northeast, too, by the way.
Chris could buy it. Chris, buy this chick.
That's a used girl.
We can scrap together. That's what we should do. We'll all scrounge together some money and buy one of these chicks.
We want to buy a chick.
You could just have her around the studio to clean up and whatever. Anna R.
She's not rated?
What? She's been living with a foster family since she was 5. Well, no wonder.
Are you people saying I want to marry an 11-year-old and divorce her when she's 12?
That's past her prime, Kieran. It's like, yeah, I'm done with you.
Yeah, you're no longer 11.
It's unbelievable. I'm secretly hoping that this is 100% for real.
$4,000 for a 17-and-a-half-year-old.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
She's not bad looking.
No.
We could have... Come on. Karen, $2,000 each? Like, we don't have to have sex with her, but we could just, like, she could get us coffee.
You don't have to, but why wouldn't you?
Well, I'd wait till she's 18.
Why? You can... You, if you're married to her, you can do whatever you want.
Are you legally able to marry... Under 18?
In some states, yeah.
I don't think here, though.
In some states, I think 12 is the youngest.
Well, yeah, I'd 6 months ago. And for 6 months, we could just have her, like, you know, do our laundry and shit, you know?
People want us to sell Luna Chicks.
We're not selling them. They're not for sale.
There we go. That's what... That's
buy another, a Luna Chick.
Lunaticradio.com/buy-a-Luna-Chick.
Dude, think about it. You could have your own chick that you pay
but
for.
But why buy? Why not like Netflix them out? They ought to have that for
rent them.
They ought to have that.
Awesome.
They ought to have that for freaking
oh,
prostitutes.
Lordy.
Is you pay a monthly fee and you can have a prostitute come and when you're done with her,
absolutely.
You send her back and get a new one.
Oh, I want a chick to wipe my ass.
This is a great
idea.
Get
on it, woman. Clean
hookers, Netflix style. That's a great idea.
Oh my god.
Whore clicks.
They'll do stuff for
they
you.
They mail them to your house in a crate, send them back, and you're done.
Great.
It's all posted.
And then
paid.
The next one on your list comes.
All the tips included. You don't have to do anything. You just pay your monthly fee, and here they come.
Yeah. Hooker's Netflix style.
Keep her as long as you want. You know, there's no late fees.
We'll call it hooker fix.
You're not going to have any pimps coming to your door asking for more because it's
right.
It's all the same.
Yeah. That's awesome. That beats anybody. That beats Netflix. That beats these two Asian guys who do it the porn style. They do Netflix porn style. Fuck it. Let's take it up a level. Actually, male hookers.
I'm still on this whole fucking 17-and-a-half-year-old for $4,000. I mean, that's legit. That's feasible.
Man, be chemist. No late fees. No late periods.
Wow.
Wow. That was genius.
Imagine that. I'm really kind of stuck on this. You have your own fucking basically 18-year-old for $4,000. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You just got to marry her and whatever.
See, she, I mean.
Whatever.
Whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
That's a big whatever, I think, right?
Yeah, you use her and then you'd be like, you know what? Divorce. Slater. I got my $4,000 worth. I fucked you up the ass 30 times.
I'm guessing.
Your vagina's worn out. You're gone.
I'm guessing the whole thing is to prove some larger point about the Bible that will come out later, but God damn it. Wouldn't it be awesome if it was real, though? And not so much, I mean, you know, the 13 and no, but just as a parent, you go, you know what, fuck you, I'm done with you. You're going up for marriage.
we gotta pay off this trailer we live in. We gotta sell the kid. It's real, though. It's gotta be real.
I don't know.
It's on the internet.
MarryOurDaughter.org.
Thank you. Thanks, John.
Everything on.
I really don't know how that is even legal, but it is a site out there, MarryOurDaughter.org. You've seen everything on the internet, now you can buy chicks and marry them.
See, who he's shipping in. See that's, read that's, the testimonials.
See,
come
that's
on.
A loophole. That you're not buying the chicks. You're just paying a dowry for the privilege of marrying them. If you were in another country, you'd be giving them, you know, the parents cattle or some pelts, something like that.
Pelts?
Yeah.
Fine spices.
A couple tons of salt.
Wait, let's see what the fact's about.
Connecticut Jay writing in, I guess if you're a parent and you don't like your daughter, you can always threaten to put them on the internet for marriage.
There we go, Snopes.com. Snopes always has to ruin the fun, don't they?
What is Snopes.com? Explain.
Snopes is the site that deals with hoaxes.
Oh, it debunks everything?
It's a debunking site, which pretty much everything winds up getting debunked.
All right.
It's wow. Really, this site in the Freelance Questions references Bible passages saying that it's okay.
Yeah.
Make the price for the bride and the gift. I am to bring as great as you like, and I'll pay whatever you ask me. Only give me the girl as my wife. Genesis 34:11.
Yeah, see, to prove some larger point about the Bible.
Wow.
It's such a waste of time. I can't stand when people do that anymore. Because I've done it myself. I've, you know, tried to argue.
What, marry a 13-year-old?
No.
Oh.
No, not yet. I've tried to argue Bible points with people. It's just pointless. Just fucking...
Father Rocket. That's right.
Yeah, chapter 11, verse 11. Yeah.
Well, here's a good question. Sorry, here
John 11:11.
What if my marriage doesn't work out?
Hey, Kieran 11:11. They have t-shirts printed out like nice. Stone Cold.
That's a good idea. Kieran 11:11, like the scripture. All right, we feel that marriage is a lifetime commitment, but in the unhappy event that your marriage doesn't work out, then whatever conditions have been negotiated between the husband and the wife's family will apply. Remember, we are an introduction service. Oh, okay. So you could just be like, listen, I'll give you $4,000. I'm just going to fuck your daughter out for a few years.
Doesn't work. I'll murder her. How about that?
How about them apples?
Okay, agreed.
I'll run the 43 counter.
So let me ask you this. If we're running with the whole rent the bitch, does $4,000 sound good? Would you do $4,000?
$4,000? For how long?
Well, if it's like Netflix, it's however long you want, really.
$4,000 is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
$4,000 a month.
Rent the bitch. That's it. Someone buy that domain, rentthebitch.com.
All right, let's do a break. We'll come back. We got a lot of drunk calls also to do today. Hopefully, Roxy DeVille calls in. We'll see if she checked her thing. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this. Josh Gogan in the studio, everybody.
Do you know who I am? You must not know who I am. I'm Afro Man Bitches, and I am the face of LunaticRadio.com.
Think that this show's gonna make it anywhere.
Well, that's true.
You gotta go to another dimension.
It's just wishful thinking, I guess.
Here McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Hey, everybody, it's the CEO here. So, you're looking for some Lunatic Radio threads? Maybe a t-shirt or a mug or maybe that g-string for the little lady? Go over to LunaticRadio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. LunaticRadio.com/SWAG. Pick some stuff up, buy it, you know, whatever. That's LunaticRadio.com/swag.
Hey, everybody, we have this thing called the, the message board? All right, the message board. So log on to lunaticradio.com, click on the message board, and join the message board because it's a fun place to go when we don't have a show on live. So log on to the lunaticradio.com home site and check out the message board, the lunaticradio.com message board. It's a fun place for people to share stuff and porno and talk about the show and take shits and stuff. It's fun. So log on to the message board, everybody, located on the lunaticradio.com home site. Have fun, okay?
Hey, this is Kieran, and I love the cock. You're listening to LunaticRadio.com show, and Kieran, which is myself, I love cock.
Yo, kids, what's up? It's the CEO here. Listen, if you're trying to make your podcast legit and awesome, you need this product, the Poo Poo Player. That's P-U-P-U-P.
Player.com. Check it out. What it does, it takes your podcast, puts it in this jukebox setup, and you're able to do things like randomize it and slideshows. It's awesome. It makes you cool. It makes your podcast legit. It's so legit, we use it. Go check it out on our website. Hit the Listen Now button. That's the Boopoo Player. So go to B-U-P-U Player. That's BoopooPlayer.com and download it. Check it out for yourself and realize you too can be the Shaznak.
Lunatic Radio.
I suck, suck, suck. I swallow, swallow, swallow. I'm a good girl.
.com.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. You know it's internet radio and both your guests go bye-bye. Supposed to have that kid Chris Crocker on the radio program today, but...
He's a faggot!
Leave her alone!
He's gone.
Oh, here comes somebody.
Leave Billy alone!
Hello, who's this? Oh, let me... Hello, who's this?
This is Haley Young.
Haley Young?
Hello.
Hi, Haley!
Is this really Haley Young?
This is really Haley Young.
Wow. How are you, Haley Young, adult film star?
I am doing great. How are you guys?
You very well. It's Kieran McCann, Rocket, and comedian Josh Gogan in studio.
Hello.
Hi.
You're a little, can't really understand you.
Yeah. It's because we're not speaking English.
So what's going on, Haley? What are you doing? What's shaking?
Oh, not much. Just, you know, got done running some errands, and I'm sitting on some cock.
Wow.
Cool. Can you moan for us?
No. Are you really having sex right now?
I'm not having sex yet, but I'm sitting on a cock.
Are you sitting?
Oh, huh? Wait.
Wait, hold on.
Time out.
It's really hard, yeah.
Are you really sitting on a cock?
Yes, I'm really sitting on a cock, and it's getting harder and harder every second.
Whose cock are you sitting on?
I'm not going to say a name.
Well, is it a boyfriend? Is it just some random dude you found on the street?
Yeah, it's a guy I picked up off the street.
Can I just say that I gotta say this.
Wait a minute.
Most.
That's a guy I picked up in Best Buy.
Wow.
Bed-Stuy?
I told you I was at Best Buy.
Oh, Best Buy. Best Buy. Bed-Stuy. I'm like, Bed-Stuy? She's in fucking...
She's okay. In Brooklyn.
Haley, I've got to say this. You have perhaps the best intro video I've seen to an adult website.
Oh, you checked out my website?
I'm checking out your website right now. And,
right on.
Yeah. And, wow. That is definitely what you're gonna. There's no, because here's something I don't like about adult websites is if you're not a member, you don't really get to see what's.
Anything.
Yeah, you don't get to see anything, and now this you can see pretty much exactly what you're gonna get. Good job.
Thank you.
So Haley,
you tell everyone what the name of my site is now.
It's HaleyYoung.com.
Yes.
And,
finally.
Yeah, and if you... Yeah, Google will spell correct Haley because there's a million different ways to spell Haley.
So, yes. Haley Young, you're an adult film star. You are actually sitting on a dick right now, right?
I'm actually on a cock right now.
In the parking lot of Best Buy?
No, I told you I picked up the guy at Best Buy. Oh. We're at his house now.
Oh, you're at his house. Very nice.
Haley, do me a favor, all right? Do what the girls do and raise up and then raise down on the cock.
Do what?
Move your ass on the penis.
Raise up on it.
I can't understand what you guys are saying.
Fuck the boy! Fuck the boy!
Hold on, let me talk to him.
Oh, you want me to fuck him?
Yeah, yeah, do it now.
Keep it simple, Karen.
I can't do that right now.
Why not?
What if he has a disease?
But you're sitting on
the dick anyway. Yeah. Does it matter? We're past the point of diseases.
Yeah, you're kind of...
suck it?
Go ahead and suck the dick right on the phone. Ooh. Keep the phone next to the dick as you suck it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm
going
to leave the phone next to the dick while I suck it. Hold on.
Okay.
Are we sure this isn't Whitney
Stephen? Yeah, whatever. I don't really give a fuck who it is.
Whoa.
Mmm.
Hello?
Haley.
Hey.
Did you just suck that dick?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Goodbye. Just hung up on her. We just wanted to get what we wanted.
Wait a minute.
See, you wonder why your two guests didn't come on the show.
I love Haley Young. She's a good sport. She's the girl we hang up on. That's a new
bit. We gotta get her to do a liner though before she does that.
I do have to agree. Go to her website. Her intro video. I mean, that's all you need.
Yes. Yeah. Give the website address out.
It's HaleyYoung.com.
Okay.
And man.
Is it quality?
It is quality.
See, we like her.
Can we call her back?
Oh, here she goes. Here she comes.
All right, good.
On cue. Be nice.
Haley.
Hello.
You know what? The phone cut out right at the worst point, man. I was getting really into that.
Yeah, I'm having him in there too.
Yeah? Did the guy nut in your mouth or what?
Not yet.
You want
to? I think he's close, though. It's a Best Buy geek. You know, they don't get any too often.
Yeah. Do you want to? Do you want to? Do you want to continue? Okay. You sure that's not a cheeseburger in your mouth?
You want me to slap the cock against the phone?
Yeah, slap the dick against the phone. That's fine.
Beefy. What's he saying?
By the way, are you driving down like an interstate or something?
At first I thought it was like, you know, it's just a little bit, but
Haley.
I actually heard a dude's voice.
Haley. Haley? She hung up. Oh, she pulled the one on us?
It's still going, the duration. Did she forget how to use the phone?
Haley?
Haley?
All right, she's gone, I guess.
It's still on. There, Haley!
Call waiting, right?
Hey, sorry, the cock slapping switched you guys to hold.
Those things happen.
It'll happen.
It's a pretty big cock.
I bet it is. Now go suck it.
Well, do you guys just want to, like, have me suck cock while I'm on the phone with you, or did you actually, like, want to talk to me?
You know what?
No, we just want you to suck.
Wait, Haley, do you listen to much radio, by chance?
Do I listen to radio?
Like in the morning shows or whatever, when a comedian calls in, they usually have the comic tell jokes as kind of like a preview of to what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what you're doing with the cock sucking.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving the listeners an audio preview of what they're going to get at your website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a bad idea.
Okay.
Haley. Haley.
Yeah.
Do us a favor and do a radio liner for us. Do you know what that is? I'll explain it.
What's that?
You need to say, "Hey, this is Haley Young, adult film star, and you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show as I suck a dick."
I'm listening to what?
LunaticRadio.com.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hi, this is Haley Young, adult film star, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com while I'm sucking a cock.
You rock. All right, Haley. Are you giving like a road hummer? Because it sounds like you're in a car.
No, I'm at his house.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And you just picked this guy up at a Best Buy.
At a Best Buy, yeah. He's a cute guy with glasses. I'm into the nerdy guys, you know? They need to get some loving, too.
What? This never happens anywhere ever.
No! Going to California. Fuck this shit. How do you explain that?
I think the guy's getting anxious here.
That's gotta be that.
Anxious?
That's. Alright.
Are you fucking him? Are you gonna fuck him or not?
I don't know if I'm gonna fuck him.
Haley, do me a favor.
Game time decision?
do me a favor and check the area around him to make sure there's no bricks or duct tape lying around. Yeah. I want you to be safe. I don't want you to be ended up in some guy's trunk.
All right, I'll be safe.
Hey,
I don't see anything dangerous around.
Hey, you got anything coming up that you want to plug or promote, or other than the cock?
Just my website. It just went live 2 weeks ago, so HaleyYoung.com. Also, if anyone's listening to the show that's on the West Coast, I'll be at AdultCon this coming weekend.
This is really depressing.
I know. We're missing all this good
stuff. You know, like when they interview filmmakers or whatever, and they always go, well, you know, you just write what you know. Apparently, this is what porn stars are. They're just doing what they know. This shit happens all the time. Yeah, the pizza delivery guy comes, and you fuck him. That's what happens, apparently.
That's what happens in California.
Yeah. And, oh, God.
Haley, why don't you meet us at the expo in 2 weeks? We're going to be out in California.
What expo?
We're going to be at this new media expo. We're going to be doing a live show out there.
What are the dates?
We're going on the 28th. That's Saturday, September 28th, Saturday at noon.
I'm going to be in Aruba until October 1st.
All right, fuck you.
How about
maybe,
go fuck yourself,
maybe
then.
Not.
Whatever.
If you find
fine.
Natalie, if you find Natalie
suck
Holloway,
off.
Let us know.
Just suck.
If I find what?
I said, if you find Natalie Holloway, let us know.
Haley, do me a favor.
Exactly.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Do what you do best. Can you just hop on that hammer and just start riding the bastard, and we'll just listen?
What?
Can you have sexual intercourse with the gentleman you were right next to, and we will just listen?
I don't fuck on the first day and pick up the guy from Best Buy.
But you're sucking his dick.
I am sucking his dick.
You do know that you might as well fuck him at this point then.
Huh?
People in our live feedback chat room are begging you to bang this guy.
Yeah.
I can't bang him right now.
Are you on the period?
Yeah. Let's tell the whole world.
What was
I don't know.
All right. Well, so is she going to suck his cock or not?
Haley, I got a question for you.
I mean,
goodbye.
Right. Oh my God, that's painful.
She's a good girl.
I know she's a good girl, but it's painful for numerous reasons. One, if that's true, I'm so just what?
That was Haley Young. HaleyYoung.com, I believe, is the website. I like her. She's a feisty little girl. She picked up a guy from Best Buy, now she's blowing him.
What?
She picked up a guy from Best Buy, now she's blowing him, right?
I can't hear you. What?
Right.
Now, what if... What? She liked the guy with... Oh, she's calling again. All right, say goodbye. Be nice.
All right.
I always get all upset.
Haley, our phone keeps on dropping out. I don't understand why.
I don't know. Every time I go really deep on the cock, the phone drops.
That's it.
See?
You lose service by the end of the by the sack. Can you do me a favor? Can you try to put the phone up the guy's ass?
Can I do what?
Can you try to put the phone up by the guy's ass? Put it in his ass. I know you can't hear me. Just
put the phone in his ass? I don't think so.
So wait a minute. You're just gonna blow this guy and that's it? Like you're just gonna give him some head and be like, hey, have a nice day?
Yeah, pretty much.
What? Let's go out to California now, please.
God, California, it's fun.
It clearly is, especially at Best Buy.
Oh, yeah, Best Buy loves me.
Wait a minute, time out. What were you doing at Best Buy?
I was talking to the Geek Squad.
You can't fix your own computer problems?
What?
Exactly.
Never mind.
So I have a virus on my computer.
It's called AIDS. It's called the HEP.
You might want to isolate it now while it's just on your computer.
Your computer has AIDS.
Yeah, there you go.
I love Haley. Haley, you're fantastic. We love you. You are really awesome.
I love you guys, too. Is Heidi there today?
Oh, look at that. You want to know where Heidi is.
No, she isn't, but would you like us to pass a message on to her?
She is listening.
She is listening.
Well, hi, Heidi. I would love to chat with you again soon, so you guys let me know when she's in the studio again.
Wow. We will do that, young lady.
I want to make her come again.
You need to respond to her MySpace messages there, Haley.
Haley, we got a question from
the
channel.
How many messages I get on MySpace per day?
Yeah, but this is the
11?
Heidi.
I apologize for not responding.
All right. Well, we'll make sure next time she's on.
If I get to the West Coast, she can spank me.
Wow. All right. Heidi, there you go. Hooking you up. But we'll let you know.
I gotta get back to this cop so I can, like, you know, make him come because I need him. I need to get on my way.
All right.
We hear you.
Have fun.
All right. Thanks, Allie.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Circuit City, everybody. Circuit City.
Circuit City. Okay. Go Radio Shack.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.
How many guys from the Geek Squad has she banged? 11?
What? What?
That cannot be. Jesus.
She's not. There's no way this girl could be banging a guy from Geek Squad from Best Buy.
No fucking way. Unless it's one of those he recognizes her and goes, hey, you know what? Maybe I could do this for you for free or something like that. But Jesus Christ.
Unbelievable.
We got to give her a little
that
bit of credit.
Angers me.
But you got to give her a little credit. She remembered Heidi. She remembered, like, the whole thing. She's not completely delirious. She doesn't, you know, she has an idea.
No, you're right, Rocket. What she's not completely.
I'm trying to defend
porn
stars. That's what I do.
Well, yeah. Have you ever had a conversation with a girl who's actually sucking a dick while she's having the conversation?
I'd rather not.
Yeah, I know, but that's what we just did.
Even especially if it's my dick.
It's a little
shut up and suck
strange.
It. I'm sure he's real happy about the phone conversation while that's happening too.
Well, we're supposed to have Chris Crocker on the
radio. Oh,
wait,
here comes somebody. Incoming call.
Hello, who's this?
It's Roxy DeVille.
I love you. God, it's Roxy DeVille.
Finally, the show could start.
Roxy DeVille, thank you for calling into the radio program.
Guess who's a fucking moron?
Kieran?
That's me.
Oh, I thought Kieran. Like, you agree. Kieran.
Why are you a moron, Roxy DeVille?
Because I'm a moron, and I totally didn't even look at the fucking clock.
Wait, what time is it on the clock right now?
6:22.
Oh, fuck. Well, 11 is half of 22.
All right, Karen, it's over with. The bit's over with. Roxy, he's obsessed with the number 11, so he keeps on trying to, like, relate everything to the number 11. It's really pointless and nothing, but...
Well, 11 times 2 is 22, no?
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you know what? I'm so glad Roxy called in.
I know. It's finally a smart chick that's calling in.
Roxy, let me tell you what just happened. We just got off the phone with another adult film star named Haley Young, and she was blowing a dude from Best Buy in a house somewhere.
Yeah, she didn't even know who it was, but she was doing it.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that.
See,
I'm still with that one girl.
Haley, Roxy DeVille, sorry. Roxy DeVille is an adult film star Rocket and I have become very fond of. We love Roxy DeVille because she's very feisty.
Yep.
She doesn't take any shit from anybody. And Roxy, I got to tell you, I've seen all the films on Naughty Flipside, and I just love your work.
Dude, how funny are some of those?
They are great.
Do you have, like, actual dialogue written out, or you just go and wing it?
You know, okay, honest to God, the first like, mannequin or whatever episode of me and Gia Paloma and that girl with the lazy eye, they actually had, like, cue cards.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and it was kind of funny. Like, we got to wing a lot of it, but they actually had, like, cue cards for us. It was kind of hilarious.
Yeah, Roxy plays a lead singer of a band called Mannequin.
Nice.
And she pretty much just bangs, like, roadies and journalists and stuff that are writing about the fictitious band, I guess. It's pretty good stuff. I like it.
Yeah, I'm really bummed out because that actually got discontinued because I guess people just didn't get it or whatever. So the last episode that just aired or went live or whatever it is in internet terms is the last one you're probably going to see.
Wait a minute. What do you mean people just didn't get it?
People just didn't get it. They're like, what is this flip side thing about? I just don't get it.
Yeah,
what happened to my sister's hot friend? Like, they don't get it.
I dug it, man. Really? You know, people don't. I don't know. I love it. I love
was
it.
There, was
I,
it.
Actually, that, the mannequin scenes on Naughty America Flipside, I actually watched the beginnings of them because I wanted to see what was
you
going on.
Wanted the setup?
So, wait a minute. So there was
setup.
So there was sex on screen, and these guys just didn't get it.
Right. Yeah. It's completely ridiculous. It's porno. What don't you get? Dick and pussy.
I was really kind of proud of those because it was really fun for us to make, you know?
It was a really good time making those, and I hope that they change their mind and decide to make more mannequin stuff, because we had a blast.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Roxy DeVille is... Yeah, actually, you know what, Roxy? Rocket, my co-host here, thinks you can make the transition, based on your acting, to actual mainstream stuff.
Actual television and films, if you will. I tell you, I saw... The one of your Office videos on Naughty America.
The one where I was a drunk girl?
No, you had like this gray, you had this like gray outfit on, and I get, you know, the old setup, you fuck something up, so the boss is like, well, you have option A, you could go with me to a wedding, or B.
Oh yeah, that was fun. That was Charles Dare. We broke that desk we were fucking on.
Ooh. Wow. You had one of the best lines.
Yeah, that was hot.
One of the best lines I've ever heard too, which was was it take out that fucking cock?
Yeah, right.
Oh my god, don't talk about it.
You know, no.
She gets all like Rocky.
Listen, when you're done with porn and you want to do something else, open up a school where you teach regular women to talk that way. I'm serious. It's unbelievably hot. If my wife said that to me, and as almost as commandingly as you did, that'd be it. Take out
okay,
that fucking
cock.
That scene
okay. was exceptional, though, because I really liked humping that guy.
Nice.
Really?
Good. Then you can,
listen to her.
Well, you should be able to teach women to pretend that they enjoy fucking their husbands.
Oh, shut up, you guys.
Oh, no. I gotta say, though, after watching that, though, I was thoroughly impressed. Like, obviously, it wasn't a ton of acting, but you really sold it. You know, you weren't just like some, you know, a lot of these fucking chicks are just complete airheads.
Rocket.
Like, but at least Roxy was trying to sell it like she's really doing a good acting job.
She just said that she enjoyed fucking the guy, so she's more of a method actor than.
Oh, I see. Right.
And,
ooh. Okay, can I just, I'm very excited about something that I just did. Like,
whoa.
I'm very excited. I'm actually very proud of it. Can I talk about that for a minute?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Okay, there is, you may have heard of him, his name is Rob Rotten.
Okay.
No, missed it.
It
okay,
sounds familiar.
Well, he is the director, and we just shot a movie for Metro called The Texas Vibrator Massacre.
Of course you did.
And it's like The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but we actually shot it like a movie instead of just like a couple stupid scenes shot in a mansion in the hills and then just put a clever name on it. We were covered in blood and guts, and we had power tools and death scenes and so much fun stuff that I'm really proud of it. Like, as far as acting goes, like, as far as, like, porn skank acting goes, I think it's going to be really fucking good.
Wow.
Keep an eye out for when it comes out.
What is the name of
really
it again?
Excited. The Texas Vibrator Massacre. No. Yeah, I play the lead.
Is this kind of a throwback to when porn had a plot?
Dude, it has an amazing plot. Like, I don't really get too psyched about too much stuff. It's like, oh yeah, it was fun, whatever. I'm really excited about this. Like, we had a special effects crew come out and do all kinds of stuff. It's really going to be really awesome.
Is this going to be like the next Pirates?
I think for people that don't mind seeing like blood and guts and abuse and brutality,
from production level.
The horror genre is huge right now, and for you to mix horror and porn would be I would think just as big. I would say dust off the mantle, you got some AVNs coming your way.
I like it.
You know, honest to God, I think it really will get a little bit of attention. I'm really super duper proud of it.
A little bit.
The Texas Vibrator Massacre. I want copies sent to me.
Hell yeah.
I want to promote this.
Promote the shit out of this.
Roxy, you don't understand. Roxy, we spent the first segment of the show playing clips of your acting.
Yeah.
We really like you.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. You have officially become my favorite porn chick. I had a number one for a long time. You knocked it off. After that, like, I was like, wow, this chick is, you're hot, but you're also, like, you don't really give a shit about a lot of this stuff, and, you know.
No, I'm retarded.
No, it's totally cool, you know? And then you, like, you kind of, And then you're like acting, which I'm like is completely shocking with all these pornos. Like you are literally like, I don't know, I'm sounding like a fanboy. But you're like a breath of fresh air
in
fucking porno.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Rocket just
I didn't know I had any fanboys. I'm so psyched.
No, I don't want to be a fanboy. I think you're great, but as a fanboy, pretty bad. All right, do you like me being a fanboy? Then I'll be a fanboy.
You want me to jerk you off?
Yeah, sure, please.
Hold on.
Wait a minute, time out.
If he's a fanboy and he gets a rub and tug, I want one too.
Well, you have to be a real fanboy.
I'm a fanboy. Ha!
I'll fucking mow your lawn, chick. I'll do everything.
That's so exciting. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
hold on.
Even that's hot.
Even that's hot.
Nothing like a sick porn chick.
Mm-hmm.
Be awesome.
You gotta go to the doctor.
Gotta go there.
You know that big AIDS just roams around.
That old big AIDS. Watch the AIDS. Don't fall on AIDS, Roxy.
Roxy, you gotta watch out for the eggs. The AIDS.
The eggs. Watch out for the eggs.
Yeah, keep your eggs in check, too.
Salmonella.
Watch those eggs.
Talking to Roxy.
Oh, my God.
Talking to Roxy DeVille. Roxy, you don't have a website, do you?
No, I don't care.
Why not?
I love her.
Okay, it's one thing if I'm like, oh, this is a website of stuff that I've shot with other people, of other people, but, like, no one gives a fuck about porn chick websites.
True.
There's so much work, so much money for so little payoff. So I do have something that I probably will be coming up with shortly.
I was going to say, I think you're selling yourself a bit short, because there are certain porn stars that can build a big enough following that their website will do them very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you definitely have that potential to do that, so why not?
Well, I have a thing on Clips for Sale that I'm working, I'm kind of quasi-working on. I'll tell you about it if I actually do it, because I'm kind of lazy. I forget about things.
See, that's what she's like me with my comedy, except with her porn.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, I got a website, I don't know, but fuck, I don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't. I just bought Beavis and Butthead DVDs, and that's all I really care about right now.
I love her. She's fantastic.
The Texas Vibrator Massacre.
Love her.
Now, who else is in this film? What other chicks are in this film?
Okay, well, it's Rob Rotten is like the brother, and there's Jamie L, who I don't really know, but she was pretty nice. This girl that Rob found, Daisy Tanks, she's like super cute. She looks like Tank Girl. Ruby Knox. Did I make that name up? I don't know.
You might have. Doesn't matter.
Hey. if you did, someone's taking it now.
Yeah, I think her name was Ruby Knox. Beautiful. Nice, cute little boobs. Yeah, it was fun. But okay, so Rob does construction, like that's his day job.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when you're laying concrete,
okay,
yeah,
when you're laying concrete, it looks like it's this tool that looks like a leaf blower almost, but instead of the leaf blower at the end of it, it's a vibrator, and you put the vibrator thing into cement, and it vibrates so much that it bubbles the concrete up.
Mm.
Or gets the bubbles out of the concrete. So the moral of the story is that it's like a 4-horsepower fucking vibrator, right? Like it's a power tool. And that was our weapon.
So
and it's so fantastic.
Let me.
Like when it's just idling, your hand goes numb. It's
that's awesome.
Cool.
The guy who wields the vibrator, is his name Rubberface?
No, we didn't give him a name, but
really?
He totally had the leather face, like mask, and he did the vagina eating with the leather face mask.
So I would figure it might have gone I was hoping it wouldn't go the goofy porn route where you just put a bunch of condoms on his face and call him rubber face and
No, I mean we were gonna go goofy porno and call him pleather face. But then I'm like, let's just not call him anything, because that's going to make it porno, and that's not awesome.
I want to put Roxy on our website.
Can we do that?
What do I have to do?
Well, I'll just, like, well, we've done it, you know, I'll just take a picture, and I'll add you to, like, the front page, because we have, like, this rotating bunch of chicks on there,
And, you know, we just...
Oh, well, I fucking better be one of the permanent chicks on there.
Okay.
Especially because I called you a half hour late. Oh, that was awesome.
No, I seriously want to do that. I want Maybe we can just throw you on, like, the front page. Rocket does this thing. He, like, rotates the chicks in and out. And can we have, can we put, like, a link to something?
Sure, I could put a link to, what, her MySpace page, I guess?
Just link to
MySpace is all I have.
Link
I
to
check
her,
it.
Link to her vagina.
Link to her vagina.
You guys are retarded.
Thank you. It's so true.
Love the Roxy DeVille.
I'm a fanboy.
We did actually ask Roxy to come out and visit us in Ontario.
Too far, though, but we
it's
understand.
It's like 7 hours away. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
That's right. We got three.
If you're ever not 7 hours away and I get a little bit more advanced, I think you emailed me like 3 days before it was or something, right?
No, it's in a couple of weeks.
Oh, I blew it.
It's okay.
I totally blew it.
No, it's,
but I want to come hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
We love you, Roxy. We think you're awesome. Like, you're like a solid guest. Honestly, you are the top because you're funny. You know, you carry a conversation and you're goddamn hot.
Here comes fanboy.
Fanboy's coming here. Hey, I get a tug out of this, so I'm going to do this all day and night, my friend.
No, Roxy.
You know, I think fanboys are so hot.
Thank you.
I love them.
See?
Like, these guys randomly were like, oh, my God, you're Roxy DeVille. I'm like, oh, my God, yeah. You care? He goes, oh, my God, you're amazing. I'm like, okay. And he's like, I'm a tattoo artist. I want to tattoo you. I'm like, okay, fanboy, you're adorable. So, like, I went to Indiana to his shop to get a tattoo. Like, I think it's so awesome. I love that stuff.
But, Roxy, you got to separate me from the rest of the fanboys out there. You got to do that. I'm not just another fanboy.
He's a fan.
I'm putting you at the top.
Are we going to be BFF?
What's that?
Are we going to be BFFs? Are you going to come to my house and watch Golden Girls and Beavis and Butthead with me?
Hell yeah. I'll do that every night. I'll do whatever you want.
Curl up under a blanket and have some popcorn.
Holy crap. I'd watch Golden Girls with Roxy and be like, this is the fucking life.
Pop butter popcorn.
I'll take it one step further and ruin the bit. I will wipe your ass.
Oh, God. See, you ruined it.
With your tongue?
Yes. Yes,
awesome.
I will. And I will, and then I will refrigerate the duty.
Okay, stop
no,
it.
No, no,
stop it.
Hold on.
You know why he did this, Josh?
You know why he did this?
It's because I was having a good moment with Roxy.
Yes,
that
I was.
That motherfucker had to kill it for me.
And what I like is that she tried to save it at first.
Yeah.
No.
Like she was trying to roll with it, like good, like how Roxy's good like that. She's trying to like just save it.
But
you
have no idea the monkey wrench that Kieran can throw
Kieran's
into.
Kieran's an asshole. You ain't ruining shit for Roxy and I. You ain't gonna do it.
Rocket's stealing my porn star.
No, we're gonna totally watch Beavis and Butthead together.
It's Roxy and Rocket. See, it even rolls off the tongue. The Roxy and Rocket show. That's what we're gonna do.
Rocket, you totally need to like email me on the MySpace. I'll totally put you in my top friends.
Oh, I'm doing that tonight.
Wait, hey, what?
You're getting it tonight. I'm gonna send my oh, this could be great. I'm the chop, so you know. It's not Rocket. I'm the chops. You got to do it. I'll do it to you, too. Come on. It'll be great. We'll be BFFs.
I'm totally in.
All right, good. That's why I love Roxy. Love her.
All right. You want to whisper sweet nothings to her?
You're the greatest. You're so unbelievable, Roxy. You're fantastic.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My head just grew like 8 sizes.
Roxy, can you maybe have a little love talk with Rocket right now?
Oh, no, he can't.
Can I what?
Oh, no.
Like a little love talk, you know? Like a little, you know, cute little love. Like, oh, I love you.
Like how I talk at home, like to my puppies and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Give him a pet name.
Go ahead.
Yeah, give me a pet name.
Oh, Rocket. You're so cute. You should come over to my house and you can tickle my back. And I'll give you kisses on your face. That'd be so cute.
I want to jerk off right now. I want to fucking go in the bathroom and drop a load. Holy crap.
Take a mic.
Take a mic! Love it! She's the best.
Hey, Rox, before we let you go, can you do a liner for the radio program?
Yeah, I'll probably...
All right. Well,
I'll try, though.
Just say your name and the name of the show, lunaticradio.com, and I'll just give you the platform. You can say whatever you want. Go ahead.
Sure. I'll give it a shot. You ready?
All right. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Roxy DeVille. You're listening to lunaticradio.com.
come, and a big fist in my vagina. Yay!
All right, Roxy. We like you.
Was
keep
that
in touch.
Enough, or did I disappoint? I disappointed.
No. No.
It was a downer, a little bit.
No, it wasn't! Nothing that Roxy does is a downer. It's fantastic.
Right.
You're just mad because me and Roxy are totally going to fall.
I am,
off.
Completely.
That's right.
That's
Laura,
right.
She's the best.
But you know what's great about porn? There's a million chicks out there.
No, oh, but there's only one Roxy.
Oh, hey, wait. Forget. Who did I replace?
Who's what?
Oh, she wants to know.
Favorite of all time.
Oh, Kate Frost.
Who the fuck is that?
Kate Frost.
I will stab that bitch in the throat.
Wow! I
taking
love
my
it.
Man away from me.
I love it.
Kate, you want to start some shit with Kate Frost?
Oh no! Don't do that. Come on. You can't. Oh my god! That was awesome. That was the greatest thing ever.
No, Kate Frost, you're the best.
She would.
You're the bestest ever.
She'd stab a bitch for me. She'd stab a bitch for me. How do you beat that?
That's the one thing about. That's the one thing about Roxy. She doesn't like any other porn star chicks.
Fantastic! It's the way she.
I do. My wife is a porn chick.
Your wife?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, this got a lot more.
Wait a minute, hold on.
This got interesting, Roxy.
Wait, hold on a second.
We're opening up a new spot in your life.
Wait a minute. A wife?
Yes, as in, like, the woman that I love more than anybody in the whole entire world, including myself. Yes.
Whoa. Who's this?
Who is it?
I don't. Her name's Gia.
Ooh, Gia. Yes, I know Gia.
Really?
Gia Paloma? Do you know her?
I don't know her personally, but I added her on MySpace.
Because she does dirty stuff, and she's the awesomest porn chick to watch ever.
You had some scenes with her, right?
She's in one of the mannequins with
You're
me.
You're damn right, I saw it.
I'm doing this right now.
See, you shouldn't be hooking up with Rocket, because I'm the one that's seen all your films.
Shut
which
up.
Might be a little bit nuts, but I have.
No, no, no. I appreciate her. She's awesome. Rocket's she's mine.
So
get away.
Defensive.
I'm sorry that you've seen all my movies, because a lot of them are really stupid.
Yeah, I know. That happens.
Email me. I'll let you know which ones are good.
All right, Roxy.
There's a lot of people that make me puke.
All right, Roxy. We love you, and you take care, and you call in anytime you want to.
Oh, honey, thank you. I'm sorry again about being late calling it. I'm fucking retarded.
Oh, don't worry about it.
That's
it's
right.
Cool.
We like you, Roxy.
You call whenever you want. Doesn't matter.
Thanks, you guys. I'll hopefully talk to you soon.
All right. Roxy DeVille, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show, myspace.com/RoxyDeVille. Go add her.
I'm adding her right. I'm adding you right now, Roxy. I'm adding it.
Top 20, dude.
I like it. That's how I roll.
All right. Bye, Roxy DeVille.
Later, Gator.
Bye. That was Roxy DeVille, everybody. Let's take a break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
I love her.
This is Ray Ray from Richmond. I'm Black, I'm hammered, and I am LunaticRadio.com.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Alright, so Ray Ray sent in this song. It's, has nothing to do with our program other than Ray Ray calls in on Drunkle Hotline,
right,
from time to time. But it's funny. I don't know why I'm going to play it, but I'm going to play it
because
I think it's funny. So here we go. Here's Ray Ray singing about one of his friends who just happens to be a pedophile.
So this song goes out to sick fuck that we know. His name is fucking Sick Dog. He likes to fart in people's face. Fucking piss in their mouth. Yeah, so for all you WoW players out there, fucking Cray, fucking Murdiac, fucking Faggot Armand, guys named El Redman,
it's a BBC
little
sessions.
Joke for you. What do you get when you cross a shadow priestess with an undead shaman? Fucking dead baby. Bitches. Got a friend, his name is Doug. What he does, it kind of sucks. You see, cause Doug, he likes to fuck little girls and sometimes boys. You see, cause Doug's a pedophile. friend Doug's a pedophile. Doug's a pedophile. A pedophile. A pedophile. Doug's a pedophile. A pedophile. A pedophile.
Great stuff.
Doug's a pedophile. I love you, Weena.
All right. Tell you, man, Ray Ray's a talented alcoholic.
Thank you, Mitchell.
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Yeah, I'm gay.
What the fuck? These guys are gay. Lunatic Radio.
What up, everybody? Love Roxanville, don't like Chris Crocker.
He's not calling in? I thought he was calling in.
I guess not, I don't know. My thanks to Rocket for stealing Roxy DeVille from me.
Yoink!
Yanked that one out of the stable. Josh Gogan joining us in the studio. He is our boy now. We love Josh Gogan.
I love you guys.
JoshGogan.com.
If it makes you feel better, you can have Josh.
It's beautiful.
Wow.
He's absolutely lovely. He's a deep thinker, Josh. Well, that's what I like.
Yeah. He's a deep having thinker. A moment. Josh is looking for the door.
When Josh and I speak on the phone, we just sit there and psychoanalyze each other.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, man. I go to these open mics, dude, and it's just like, and I'm like, don't worry about it, man.
I texted Kieran basically after a shitty night, and I'm like, oh, God, why can't I just like myself? It would be so much easier if I just liked me.
Yeah.
But I don't.
I probably have it in my inbox.
But wait, what made it a shitty night? Like, you just...
The problem was, it was a decent set. I had a decent set. But there's this guy. I don't even know his name. But I see him at a lot of these open mics. He's a mic or two. And he's got this sour look on his face all the time. Just this angry, sour look on his face. But for some reason, like, I take it personally. So I'm on stage and I'm looking at him and he's just got this scowl and he's like, he fucking hates me.
Right.
And I just start putting ideas in my head of what he's thinking. So they just put me in a bad mood
Why don't you ever on stage just be like, what's the matter, fella?
Because the guy, I'm told that that's just how the guy is.
Oh.
And if I call him out, You know, here's the thing. I like the guy. I think he's funny.
Oh, okay.
I don't know him, but I just feel like, all right, fine. You want to be rivals? We'll fucking be rivals. Cool. But but I'm putting that in my own head. It's not even him.
Jenny Blowjob checking in. Josh, I want to show you my tits.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you.
She is my MySpace.
Hold on. I got the text message. 10:47 p.m. on Friday, September 14th. This is Josh to me. Text message. Why can't I just like myself? Things would be so much easier.
That's what I get.
And we had like a half hour conversation. I'm trying to cheer each other up.
Kieran's out drinking and having a good time with his friends, and I'm fucking bitching to him.
You're on the 10:47 back to Pennsylvania.
God damn it.
Gotta love the world of comedy. It's a real hoot.
It's a roller coaster ride of emotion. 1 minute you're up and all the world is your oyster, and then the next moment you're down and contemplating how you're going to commit suicide. Yeah.
What is the latest on OJ, by the way? Did they do a press conference? I don't know. I've been trying to watch the tube as we do the radio program. Mm-hmm. I guess not. He just got arrested, and he'll be arraigned tomorrow, I believe, video-wise in the chat room. So we'll get to see OJ, everybody, tomorrow on Monday.
Simpson.
September 15th, I guess, or what? No, what is it? 17th. We'll see OJ back in the courtroom, everybody. Live on the camera.
He's home away from home.
Yeah,
it's OJ Simpson, sir.
Simpson, eh? I love that.
People are saying in the chat room, $78,000 bail. Is that what it is?
I heard that briefly. That they're trying to make the bail so high that it's just ridiculous for him to do.
But he's OJ.
Can he do 78 G's though? Doesn't that sound like feasible?
OJ should get into pro wrestling. He should be like,
oh, he'd be great.
He'd be the bad guy in pro wrestling. Come out there, boo, the murderer.
All right, you want to do the drunk call hotline, everybody? It is 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. This is when our listeners go out during the week when they get hammered or they're out of the function and they're really sauced up. They call the radio show instead of calling their girlfriends or boyfriends, moms and dads, husbands and wives to talk about stuff.
Who drunk calls their mom or dad?
Somebody does.
Wait a minute. I got to interrupt here.
Go ahead.
We have Roxy DeVille's phone number now.
Yes, we do.
We do. I just noticed that. That's awesome.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Rock.
We're in trouble.
Rock.
Oh, boy. I got to be good. She's good for the show.
Slow your roll, kid.
I know. I got to
be good. Don't do it.
No, I'm not. No, I can't.
I like her for the show.
No, so do I. No. I was just don't worry, trying to be funny.
All right.
Don't worry, Roxy. We're not going to call.
We're not going to call. That doesn't mean Rock's not going to call.
That's all right.
Going to call us?
I talk to her on MySpace, see what happens. So one thing I do a remote from her place, I'd be like, Karen, go fuck yourself. Click.
Fucking dick. That's right. I'll be fucking having my head full deep in fucking Carmella Bing's vagina, then I'll call you via the vagina.
Oh.
Rock, I'm in Carmella Bing's vagina. Anybody?
Nothing.
All right. Well.
I liked it. I just
full improv.
I'm trying to stay out of this because I don't have a dog in the race.
So let's see how you act when we see Carmella at the expo. Let's see how you smooth her over.
Smooth her over.
Yeah.
I'm not smooth. I'm jagged edge, kid.
Oh, but you'll wind up in her vagina somehow. You gotta get a little bit. Are you just gonna be like, pardon me?
I'm gonna wear it like a hat.
Weird.
That slowly slides down over you.
By the way, here's
just in the vagina hat.
Here is
slowly sliding over your eyes.
Here is Haley Young's number, phone number. If anybody wants it, it's 1-111-111-111.
Now that we told everyone about the pad data, everyone's on my ass. Change the pad data. Change the pad data.
Like, I got a new word.
Let's do the drunk call hotline. 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. This is when the listeners go out, get hammered, and call the radio program and leave rambling messages. The first one is from Larson, everybody. Here we go.
Hey, it's Larson calling out of University of Toledo. I just want to say what's up to Lunatic Radio because I'm fucking drinking beers at a four kegger. Just getting hammered. There's fucking people hammered everywhere drinking beer. We got more beers than cups, and it's kind of a problem. And
How about, you know, I'll go fuck yourself t-shirt. I don't know. I might want to have to buy one of those. And I'm kind of rambling on, so,
Mike.
Later.
Yeah, how about go fuck yourself t-shirts? They're really coming out sooner or later. How about go fuck yourself? That's what we love to say to people. By the way, well, I'm not going to try to bang any of the chicks that are coming to Ontario to see us. It's all professional, of course.
Well, what if it was a professional blowjob?
That's a different story.
Thank you.
No, I honestly, we're going to treat them with respect.
Yeah,
you got
absolutely.
It, they're doing us a favor.
We're very...
Ooh, here we go. Here's Rayful a good one. Coming down. Here is Elizabeth from Chicago, everybody. Peace.
Hey, Kieran. Sorry. And Rocket.
Hi.
Love you guys. And I appreciate all your email. Not all your emails, but your emails to me. And I don't know if you said anything about me after that point. Or said, I played my phone calls, but... If you didn't, I greatly appreciate it, and I just want to say hi, and I haven't called you guys in so long, and I've always been so depressed when I called, but things are going really good, and I think I've met a very great guy, and I'm pretty excited to see how that pans out. So I just want to say hi. This is going to be a short one for me because I know you're used to my, like, 10-minute phone calls. But I just wanted to say hi and thank you for everything. I appreciate you guys and love you. Love you to death. And be good. And come out to Chicago, you guys. Do a lunatic video thing in Chicago because I'm sure there's tons of fans from Chicago. And I'm sure if anybody listens to this, they'll tell you the same thing. So come out to Chicago.
Chicago.
I would love to have you here. So, and I would love to meet you guys in person.
I love Chicago.
And Rocket, I never give you the shout out. Rocket, I love you, baby. You're a sweetie.
See,
Kiernan.
So come on out.
Love
and
it.
And we'll hang out in Chicago, okay? Love you. Bye.
I looked at the clip. It said 11.
God damn it.
Damn it.
You know what? If you do go to Chicago, get yourself a Chicago dog.
Chicago dogs.
You ever had a Chicago dog?
No.
Oh, man. I don't care much for the Chicago deep dish pizza.
Deep dish.
But get yourself a Chicago dog. They pile like...
Really?
Sorry.
Good job.
I just got thrown off by something. They pile on like pickles and tomato, and it's a good hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago dogs.
That was Elizabeth from Chicago. We like Elizabeth.
Hell yeah.
From Chicago. I'm glad everything's going well for her. Here we go. Here's Love Pony, everybody.
Your boy.
Chris
Crockett?
He's doing the bit from last week we mentioned. Sing your drunk call hotline messages.
I'm calling you on the drunk call hotline because I am drunk. Going to the show, maybe Tower Records, and get in some R. Kelly. Chapter 22. Oh, yeah. Oh, Kelly and Rocket. I'm singing the drunk call. Oh, it's not funny. Hey, I'm coming on a room, girl. Oh, yeah, and I got Mexican neighbors, and I listen to Mexican music, and it's time for a polka.
The bubble, the drops.
Oh, no, he did.
That was awesome.
In California, I'm going to make love to you, young girl, and then I'm going to plead innocent, because I am a canceler. Oh, yeah, love pony.
I like him. He's creative.
That was awesome.
Good job.
Well done, sir.
Love Pony singing the drunk hole hotline messages. Love that R. Kelly, though, man. Trapped in the closet.
That was awesome. The drops.
He had the teardrops.
Why not?
I like that guy.
Tony's getting tired. Uh-oh. Gotta wake him up.
Was that one of the guys in the chat room?
Yeah, emo. He's getting all yawny. If he's not yawning, he's crying. So right now he's yawning.
Get yourself some Java Monster.
By the way, this is a strange drunk call. This is, I believe, another radio show doing a lunaticradio.com impression.
Oh, great. They just do dead air, then they're spot on.
It's not a nationally syndicated radio show doing a...
No. I don't know who it is.
That would have been hilarious.
I honestly don't know who it is. It sounds like guys with microphones, though.
What was the area code?
I don't know.
You remember? I thought it was kind of... It's funny if it was 2-1-2. No,
is this something I want to listen to, or can I, or should I punch out? And
no, okay, no punching out. This is.
Do you know who it is?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Oh, I don't know. The way Josh said that, it sounded like
maybe. I have no clue who it is.
Well, I just I can't take it.
It sounds like another. Right, it sounds like another radio show. It sounds like another radio show because the guy's voice sounds, you know, compressed, processed. Okay. So here we go.
Hey everybody, this is Kieran coming to you live from lunaticradio.com. Anyway, we got a great show for you tonight, but first let's talk about the lovely weather. It appears it's a nice 73 degrees and balmy out today.
Where tonight, where the fuck is it?
I got a single hand of baloney with me. Anyway, the traffic looks like it's backed up all the way through the LIE and probably streaming all the way out to your anus. So anyway, let's get to the studio guest today. And of course, we got Dr. Rocket here. Hello, Dr. Rocket. Then we got the SpongeBob's lovely companion, Patrick. How you doing, Patrick? Hey!
Doing great.
Super duper. And we also got Carmela Bangman coming by the studio today. And it appears that, yeah, I done fucked up my chances with her, because, yeah, I told her about my masturbation problems, and she just laughed and walked away after I showed her my penis. So, anyway.
Come on, reminder, and be nice.
That reminded me, though. What's long, smells, and smells like rabbit shit.
What's that?
The unemployment line.
Come on, Patrick. Be nice.
All right.
What is going on? It sounds like our show.
They're really hammering rockets.
Yeah, but this is almost a good fucking parody.
It almost is. It almost is pretty good.
Oh, Patrick and your lovely jokes. I love it. So anyway,
I love his Kieran voice.
Yeah, the guy doing me is just completely off.
So, Dr. Rocket, I hear you went to the wine tasting thing this weekend.
Wow.
How'd that go for you?
That's right, Kieran. I went to the winery and I've got two grapes stuck up my ass.
I didn't say that.
Well, because I've got two niggas up my ass right now.
Oh, no.
What the fuck?
Alternate Patrick.
Oh, guys, and we got an official update this weekend. By the way, in case you haven't seen him, there's a wonderful guy by the name of Chris Cracker. Guess what? There's an official update about something important with our radio wars from him. Okay. Can you guys help me guess what this is? Chris Cracker is
fucking
what?
Radio wars.
On our side!
Chris, wow. Yeah, these guys, who are these guys? Jesus. They really listen to our show.
They're going
to
be doing next week's show here in a minute.
I know, I hope
they'll be good. We can take off.
These guys can do the recap show.
Homo's on your side. Good fucking
my cornhole.
Yeah, cornholes are good.
How many are there?
I don't know. It's like 40 guys.
You fucking listeners out there in internet radio land.
They make fun of Brittany after all she's been through.
What? They got this?
She loves her aunt. She went through a divorce.
How funny would that be?
Her husband turned out to be a user and cheater, and now she's going through a custody battle.
Oh, in my cornhole.
What?
Seriously, what's up with that guy? Wow.
That was my two cents.
So anyway, I want to send a big old fuck you to Chaos Radio. And,
Wait. I think we finally find out who these people are. Kieran equals Fatty Biff, Rocket equals Absent, and Patrick equals NBC. Maybe Chemist?
That's NBC, but he's saying now maybe saying bullshit.
Oh, so that's not who it is.
Is it? Humi, is it? Was that? Because that's Humi in the chat room wrote that. Are you being serious or not?
Do we know who that is?
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out who these people are.
Oh, good for you. Anyways, that's about all I got for this session. What do you want to add, Dr. Rocket? All right, thank you, Dr. Rocket. Hey, Patrick, you got any wonderful albums coming?
Why are niggas so good at basketball?
What is?
Like that.
Not because they can shoot, steal, and run.
It is. That's mad beast.
No, what the fuck?
Come on, Patrick. Be nice.
He was awful nice to your mama last night. But anyway. Hey, thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope this show was as wonderful for you as it was for me, even though we didn't do shit today.
It's true.
Have a good one, guys.
That is really good. I got to applaud these guys.
That was awesome.
Whatever that was good.
See, but now it makes me like, why do people listen to me? Like, that's me. Like, why would people want to hear me? Why? This is awful.
Be nice, Rock.
It's so true. I supply nothing, you know, of quality.
I remember, you know what the wooba dooba dooba doo is from? Is the reaction to Nikki Reed.
Yes.
When she said I was hot or something. I don't know what the hell she said.
Yeah, she said, yeah.
And Rocky goes, wooba doo doo. Nikki Reed
reference. Do you have that?
Probably somewhere.
See, I don't understand why people... See, now I feel bad. Like, why do people listen? Like,
right,
I'm
Tony
bringing
B.
down the quality of the show.
Nikki Reed said, Kieran, I want you, in like a little cute, sexy voice. And he went nuts. He goes...
I apologize to everyone and anyone who's listened to this show.
He loses Adam his Sandler. Mind. That's what Rocket does. He loses his mind like just for like split seconds.
I feel bad. Now I feel awful. I really
like you though. That's the way you are. That's the way you should be.
Bring on the quality.
We're not knocking you.
I know you're not, but I listen to my... Like, that was basically me. And it's awful. I wouldn't want to listen to me.
You're the,
people in the chat room, Rocket, we love you.
Yeah.
You got Roxy DeVille, you fucker. You should be happy.
That's right. I'm good.
God, you can kill a dog. There's no bad.
Hey, it's no man, drunk and fresh out of juvie, motherfuckers.
Nice.
Kiss my fucking white ass, bitches. And you know what? Fuck you, Karen. You fucking suck.
Sure does.
And get some more tits on the show.
Agreed.
God damn it. Get me a fifth of vodka.
Yes. That is our listenership in a nutshell right there. Just getting out of juvie. Kira, go fuck yourself. I want more tits. Give me some vodka. That's him.
And that sums it up.
I like that guy. That's here's, oh my God. Here's what? The king. Doesn't get any better.
Ray-Ray?
Ray-Ray from Virginia, everybody.
Yo, what is up? It's fucking Ray-Ray from Richmond. Fucking hammered. I am so drunk right now that I am peeing on my feet. Yeah, that's right. I tried to pee out, but I landed on my feet. I went at the bar down the street from my house, Easy Street, singing karaoke all night, singing Little Old Blue Eyes, crying out those fingers through your hair. Let's fly, come hither, stare. Let's shift my conscience, there is witchcraft. Hey, you know what? Go fuck yourself. Hey, Rocket, I'm with you. Fucking Owen Wilson. He can suck my balls. He wants to do a spit on him. Kieran, I love you, dog. You're my new black friend. You don't know your wife.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum.
Hey, fucking Patrick. I'm an eggplant, but I got rhythm.
Waya!
Gold! Fucking gold!
This guy fucking delivers every time.
Touchdown!
Just a naturally funny dude. And I'm a new black guy.
Hey, there you
sweet.
Go. So you don't get the chicks, but you're black now.
Now I can bang chicks.
I got a hammer.
And weave them. I can roll on dubs now. I got my black card.
Oh, yeah.
Go fuck yourselves, people.
So was it like a PBA card where some black guys stop you?
Yeah.
You can pull it out.
Here you go, little white man. Here you go. Now you're one of us.
You're cool now.
Put a banana in your tailpipe.
Black card. It just says black card on it.
I have 11 inches now. Oh, no.
Here you go.
Just show him the ace of spades and you get away from
it. Oh, man.
Here is...
Oh, wait a minute. How all of a sudden Patrick? Shit.
Here is Tony Soprano.
Ooh.
Karen, you know what, man? You can shock him, man. Tony Soprano, man. How is this shit on? I'm hearing about a fax machine. I have no idea what the fuck that shit is, man. Well, Tony, yeah.
Tony Montana.
Yeah.
Tony Soprano or Tony Montana?
Tony Soprano.
I have my own very very own ghetto pass. Here is Joner.
Yeah. So this is Joner, and this is first time caller, and I've been a 3-year listener, and this is my pee contest.
Oh,
ooh, here we go. Let's time them.
One.
tired.
I pee well.
No, apparently you don't.
I don't even hear him.
That was like 10 seconds if it was a pee.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like a lot at once.
Right.
He's got a big opening.
Maybe he had a bucket of pee and he just dumped it. Doubt it. No. Hold on. Hold on.
Wait, give it a chance.
Hold on.
Here it comes.
Let it simmer. Yeah. Yeah. End of the quarter. Going to half. Knicks up by two.
Little dribbler.
Here's Just Jim, everybody.
Jump, jump.
It's been a while, and I'm just a little curious. Is Anna Nicole Smith still dead?
All right, we'll check in with Jack Cafferty and Warner Wolf. Is it Warner Wolf? No.
Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf Blitzer.
Well, let's go to the videotape.
Would you fix the Department of Homeland Security? Email your thoughts to CaffertyFile at CNN.com. Go to CNN.com/CaffertyFile. Is Anna Nicole Smith still dead, Wolf?
Yes. We're going to update our
okay,
viewer.
All right. She is.
Good. I like that. Just Jim needed to know. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Anna Nicole still dead.
Love it. No, it's good.
Hold on. Maybe.
Leave her alone! She's dead!
She's dead!
She's having a hard time!
Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me. Because she's not well right now.
No, she's dead.
We all got that one. That was a real team effort.
Here is, Just Jim again.
Oh!
Karen, Rocket, you're my two favorite people in the whole wide world.
That sucks.
It's Jim from Ohio, and before I go any further, I got like a million points I want to make, but I won't make any of them, and I'll wind up sounding like a high-pitched retard.
It's me.
I'm just saying, because I know. I've been drinking Mickey's Tall Boys, and I'm not into this shit, but my friends are, but they have Ultimate Fighting Club signature cans now. Did you guys know that?
What?
Probably not. It's gay. Whatever. The fuck you know. The reason I was calling is because I had been drinking and now I'm driving around and getting ready to go get a haircut.
That's why I like this guy.
Good times.
He knows how to do it.
As it usually happens with drinking and driving. And noticed I had some emo kids in front of me, and I fucking hate emo kids as much as you guys do. And another thing I noticed about them is, what's up with the fucking driving? They can't drive. They're always like fucking five deep in a car with their big fucking afros and their foo-foo hair and their tight jeans, and they're going like 20.
And
they gaze back at you all hard. Like, what are they going to do if you get up in their shit about their driving?
What are you gonna do?
Get out of the car and fucking gang up on you.
What's up with five kids in an emo car? What?
I mean, their hair's all over the place.
I don't get it.
What is all you?
Who are all these emos? What's up with this emo music? La la la, cry cry, sob sob.
And fucking like hem your pants in like two sizes too tight or something. I used to fucking run a retail store called PacSun. You guys probably have them where you're at, whatever. It's a gay ass store. Anyway, and the funny thing about it was, like,
Wait, the funny thing about it was, here, wait for a big joke here.
Whatever, we had a guy jean wall and a girl jean wall, but those emo fuckers would come in, usually with their mom, because dad didn't want any fucking part of it, and they would march, dude, straight to the fucking girl's jean wall and be trying on, like, girl's jeans.
Why dad wanted no part of it.
I don't understand it. One of the things I wanted to ask this Chris Crocker guy was why I don't understand the flamboyant gay man. You know, like, if you're a dude and you want to bang dudes,
right,
bang dudes. Don't bang dudes who look like chicks.
Right.
You might as well fuck a chick, right?
If you're a dude and you want to bang a dude, you should talk like this. Hey, dude, I want to fucking bang you.
Right.
Not like, oh my God, I want to fucking bang your ass.
I don't get that.
I had to do the hand motion right
there. You did it good.
Thank you.
I was fooled for a second.
Professional. Asshole. I understand where you're coming from, kid, though.
But it makes no sense.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why back in the day, people thought these people had diseases. Like, it was a disease. A homo was a disease.
It's not?
No.
According to some people, I don't know.
You don't catch the gay.
you can't catch the gay.
There's no cure for it yet.
Apparently not. Breaking duct tape and some cinder blocks on the feet, you can drown them. You can cure some shit.
Which were, you know, whatever. And trying to figure out, okay, you know, so I wear a 32 and guys, what would I take in these?
Faggot.
You don't, because they're fucking guys' jeans. Now go fuck yourself. What the fuck?
That's awesome.
And when the guy, and when the dads were, like, present, they would just stand there and look at me like, you know.
Please give me a gun.
Kill me. And I'm like, yeah, gladly. I don't know where I'm going with this. I just saw some emo kids in front of me and hate them about as much as you guys. Now I'm going to go see what $20 and a bunch of tall boys will buy me in the way of a haircut. All right, now you guys have a good life and go fuck yourself. Bye.
What is me being drunk in 20 bucks going to give me as far as a haircut is concerned?
Oh, horrible haircut.
I guess.
Oh, God, I hope my kid doesn't.
What is the haircutting guy going to go, hey, I'm not cutting your hair, you're drunk. I've never heard of that before.
It must, for the emo kid and the dad, it must have been one of those things where the dad just goes, oh, God, don't let him do the baggy pants. And and he goes and pulls the emo thing. And goes, oh, fuck, I wish it was baggy pants.
Yeah, right.
Backwards hats.
Why can't you be a thug? Listen to Tupac. Jesus, do something. Make some good points there, Just Jim. All right, and finally, it is the Cal Ripken of Drunk Old Hotline. Two Stone Mike.
Wow.
Yo, what up, Lunatic Radio? This is Two Stone Mike. Yeah, man, I was just calling in, Kieran and Rocket, you guys listening to the drunk call. So I was just calling in for good old Nick from Phoenix, I think it was. I was talking about going to the fucking U of A NAU game. I was at that game, man. Fucking next time anybody listen to this show.
He reminds me of Matthew McConaughey from Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, nice.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. Let's get older, they stay the same age.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Don't scratch the leather. We're having a beer bust, man. Oh, right. At the tower. Be there.
He's going to go to a U of A game. They need to come down to fucking 9th Street and Cherry and look for a freaking Volkswagen bus.
Is he really trying to set up tailgating to the Arizona game? Is that what he's doing?
And he's come and tailgate with us, man. We fucking party it down, dude, in the fucking shade and Tucson and grass and trees in Tucson. Doesn't happen that often. So anyway, gotta do it. But yeah, I'll be calling from the game this next time.
Like
this
grass and trees or some sort of storm in Tucson. Like they only have come around every couple weeks.
It's a rarity.
All right, there was Two Stone Mike. If you want to go tailgate at the next Arizona game, look for a bus next to a tree.
That'll narrow it down. Yeah. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, oh, right, yeah, it's Two Stone Mike, remember, on the Drunk Call Hotline. All right, everybody. That's it.
Done.
Our thanks to Roxy DeVille, by the way. And Haley Young.
Yes.
Haley Young's on the MySpace. Roxy DeVille's on the MySpace. Go check them out. Look forward to the Texas Vibrator Massacre starring Roxy DeVille. And if you work for Geek Squad at Best Buy, look out for Haley Young.
She'll blow you.
Yeah. Our thanks to Dane Cook for turning emo.
Way to go, Dane.
Our thanks to Chris Crocker for not calling into the program.
Faggot.
Thanks for being a homo.
And if you're a homosexual, we won't knock you, but just stop promoting that you're homosexual. Just be homosexual.
Yeah, it's all good.
Blow the guy, whatever you gotta do. We don't need to hear about it.
I agree.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Somebody's gotta rear me. Thank you, Josh Gogan, joshgogan.com.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you to everybody listening in the chat room. We love you, people. Come join us in 2 weeks in California, September 29th, noon West Coast time. On that Saturday, we'll be broadcasting live from the Portable Media Expo, courtesy of TPX Radio, and you broadcast. Carmella Bing, Trina Michaels, and the lovely Brianna Love will be on the program. Kenny Blowjob will be there. Rocket will be there. Fat Kev will be there. And everybody else. Come join us at the Portable Media Expo September 29th.
Remember when Roxy said we're best friends forever, Karen? Do you remember that?
You're best friends forever?
It's with Roxy.
All right. I remember that, Rock.
Just remember that.
I'm going to try to forget it now. See you guys later.
Bye. Thanks for checking out the show. Now, we never expect anything from the listeners except to simply listen, but if you sit in your computer bored or something, help spread the word on lunaticradio.com. Now, you might be asking, well, what can I do? Let's say you have a MySpace page or a website. Head on over to lunaticradio.com/promotions and get the code for one of our banners. Maybe you're a user of dig.com. Now that they have a podcast section, we are on it. Do a search in the podcast section for Lunatic Radio and dig us. Or if you use iTunes, subscribe to the show. The bottom line is, we appreciate any help that the listeners give in helping spread the word of lunaticradio.com. Tell your friends, find a website to vote for us, Google us, whatever. Just help spread the word. We really appreciate it. And as always, go to the Lunatic Radio message board at lunaticradio.com/board, or go to our MySpace page at myspace.com/lunaticradio and find out all the information you need in helping support the show. We want to take over the internet. Not really. We suck.